The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's Brett Besley. Big Dick Toledo's around here somewhere. We are ready for, just the most recent reports I'm getting. I've been combing through as much as I can find. I watched last night at the end of the Suns game, Kevin Durant's big debut. Everybody's talking about it. They had news desks set up at Footprint Center last night to report their... They did their newscasts from the Suns game last night. Their 10 o'clock news was all done. They had them all set up out there. It was pretty great. Right afterwards, they're treating him like James Brown. Once the final buzzer happens, a bunch of guys run out. He hits a knee. They wrap him in bubble wrap. They get him out of... He's the hardest working man in the NBA. It's unbelievable. He's okay.
And cover him with a coat.
Also, yes. No, bubble wrap. No coats, Brady. That was the joke, Brady. So you got to follow along. That was the thing. The bubble wrap replaced the coat.
The James Brown thing.
Yeah, James Brown. Yeah, you got it. Thanks for following. Thanks for being there, Brett. Yeah,
I got it.
No, you didn't. It's still early. But yeah, so, and then new report also. He has made it through the night. So we're keeping an eye on Kevin. It was electric in that building yesterday. It was a different vibe. At the Footprint Center for the Suns games. Normally you go and it's fun and there's, good energy and everything else. It was buzzing. And I happened to be the only person in the arena, the only one, Brady, who saw Kevin Durant get introduced as a Phoenix Sun for the first time on the home floor. The first time Vince Murata, in-house voice, got to say, at 6'10", starting it forward from the University of Texas, Kevin Durant. I was the only one who saw it. Everyone else was looking at their phone, filming it. And I don't know what you're going to see. The single worst video of all time of you with your hands way up above the guy, who's sitting in front of you. And then you just get, and then I have no clue what you're going to look at. Like, just watch it. Enjoy something in your life. Enjoy a thing. Not everything needs to be Facebook Live. By the way, it was broadcast on ESPN. Bally Sports, you can watch that introduction, and your video is no different than anyone else's. It was the weirdest thing in the world to watch everybody film, and the sound won't be as good. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I absorbed it my own, and it was pretty amazing just to say, wow, I'm the only one in the room of 20,000 people that's doing something different, and I feel pretty strong about it. Man, oh, man, is it weird. Just to watch the dude get introduced. And then every time he got the ball, cameras in the air again. I'm going to film his first points as a son at home. Those videos are horrible. Has anybody ever taken a good one of those? The only thing you can do when you're videotaping that kind of stuff is catch the injury. In case his ankle rolls again, you'll be the one that gets to go viral with a better angle. But nobody had a good angle. I was looking at the camera, the guy next to me. We got my friend in his... he's got his seats down by the floor, bank seats. So while the banks are still,
figuring things out.
While they're still open and stuff, we sat in their seats down close. And I looked at the guy filming next to me, the deal. And all he was getting was the top of the heads of the players because he had to have his phone up so high. He couldn't really see what he was taping. He just had it in the air. And then pyro went off. That was it. That's all he had. I'm like, what are you going to do with that? Just enjoy the moment. But we never do that anymore. It was fun. Kevin Durant, a little rusty, 16 points. He was not very good right off the bat. I think he missed his first five or six shots, and they were not pretty. They were borderline air balls a couple of times and clanking around a little bit. He looked rusty. He said he was nervous after the game. He said, I was scared. I couldn't sleep. I was feeling the pressure. I'm like, wow, you guys usually made of ice, and he felt it. Suns win the game. 4-0 with Kevin Durant. They make their run down. We'll see how far this thing goes. But he has been bubble wrapped. He has been placed in a very secure location, undisclosed. He's not allowed to move, and we will make sure that we keep our eyes and ears all over Kevin to make this transition into health a thing. He changed his shoes after halftime. I have a theory as to why, because he wasn't very good in the first half. You know, he was coming off that ankle injury. Halftime show was a dangerous combo. Let's just say that. If you were at the game last night and you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. It was a heartfelt moment, Brady. It was a heartfelt, lovable, sweet moment last night's halftime show where a troop of people were dancers. They were all out there dancing. And I'm watching this thinking there's a high drool factor with this particular group. And they're breakdancing all over the floor. And I'm like, we don't want extra drool from our halftime show. Kevin Durant, you missed one little spot. Next thing you know, he's got two broken ankles. It was something hashtag something for homies. It was a bunch of people with Down syndrome.
Oh,
breakdancing. And I don't know what you expect out of me with that. I'm happy they're out there doing the thing, but
were they good?
No, they're terrible at it. They have Down. Didn't you hear I said they had Down syndrome? It was horrible. They're good for having Down syndrome. It's the same thing as saying she's pretty for 55. You have to add that disclaimer at the end. Now, did I want to say that? No. Did I want to laugh when I was out there? No. I wanted to enjoy what I was watching. But all I could think about was there's a lot of sweat. You're rolling around on the ground a lot. There's a lot of, you know, excess bodily fluids I can't trust right now. And I need that court to be dry. So somebody got to Kevin Durant back there in the locker room and said, hey, man, put on your sticky shoes because we've got there's probably a couple spots out there that we would have had to Zamboni the whole place. There were 30 of them. I can't remember the name, but we were hashtag something for homies. And sure, that's great. They're a breakdancing troupe of people with Down syndrome. That's fantastic. Now get it off the floor with Kevin Durant. Do it after the game. At least this Christian band, which was really weird, had the decency to not muck up the game until after. We're leaving the game, and a concert started on the floor. About 15 minutes after the game was over, went and saw Kevin Ray, talked to him. It was his son Zach's birthday. Happy 23rd birthday to Zach. Everybody gets a shot. We're hanging around. Start leaving, and with my buddy Marty, and I'm like, is there a concert going on? He goes, yeah, some CCV group decided to. And there were like 8 people there.
Christ Church of the Valley?
Yeah, and there's a band singing.
They got a jam band.
They were doing a small, I don't know what it was, a polka number. It was bad. It was that bad Jesus. Jesus, you lift me. You lift me so high, Jesus. And I'm like, was that the same song they just played? The same song. And we went to go peek at it, and some lady goes, sorry. Like, what? Sorry, can't see it. Like, you're in an arena. I have tickets to the game. Game's over. Sorry. And I'm like, well, Jesus anyway, lady. All right, God. Don't kick people out of your Jesus show. Isn't that the whole point?
At least, you know, offer you a wafer, take communion, then you can go in.
Can't I just watch the Christ show? Now.
So you had to buy another ticket?
I don't know what you had to do, but there were like 20 people.
She knew.
There were only like 20 people watching. Let her know all she wants. I hope they slipped. I hope they slipped on the our drool that was all over the floor. I didn't.
She was like, sorry, believers only.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm never going to now, for sure. Did you see the halftime show? How can you believe? How can you believe there's a higher being? See what he's done to half this population?
Turn them into a break team.
Look, the break team was entertaining. And I enjoy that, you know, everybody's like, we're getting out there and we're doing this thing.
Are you just being nice?
You have to, okay. Brett. You have to. Right. Now, was it entertaining? Yes.
But not for the
right.
reason.
Right. Okay, was it because they were breakdancing? No. And of course, my friend's wife is sitting there going, oh, this is, she's a special ed teacher. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you got to shut your mouth.
I had to be quiet. I couldn't, though. I said I had a lot of good jokes. I was popping a lot of good jokes. I was like a human meme factory last night. I said, boom, 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 boom. And Marty's dying. She's going, oh, my God, this is brutal. I'm like, yeah, of course it is. But I was most nervous at the excessive bodily fluids that were probably being left on the court. There was a lot of nerves in that. You know, you're breakdancing for a crowd in front of 16,000 people, even though most of them have gone and gotten a beer. You're rolling around on the ground. There might be a little dribble. You might not have all the control in the world. Now, I'm not saying that that happens to every one of them, but let's be honest, a lot of them have that issue.
Did they throw a bunch of sawdust on the floor like at Texas Grill or something just to
sawdust
it up?
And we swept it up. But, I mean, you know, every time one of the basketball players falls on the ground, some kid comes out there and squeegees that area vigorously. I didn't see any squeegeeing going on after the big dance number. We're rolling all over the place. We got a $50 million investment sitting there with fragile ankles and knees. It was a bad booking is what I'm saying. You know what? You get some quality dancers there for the halftime. Let's put on a hell of a show. And I understand it was, just probably pre-booked by a lot. But I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I'm just saying maybe not last night. Maybe let's keep Kevin Durant dry for a day. Lick the floor. I've seen that. I actually seen that before when I was in junior high. There was one of our Ricky Strumpf used to lick all the rails on the stairs. He used to lick them all the time. He'd lick people. Ricky Strumpf would grab you and lick you. If he got hold of you in high school, Ricky would lick you. Ricky was dangerous. Ricky would hide and grab girls by the legs. He'd hide low and then leap out from behind things and grab girls and then lick them. Oh. There's a lot of licking. And I've seen, there was another kid named Chad who had, and we used to have to stop Chad from licking the gym mats. There's some licking going on. It's not my doing. But there's a reason why window licking is a, what is she, a window licker? We got us a window licker. I mean, that's kind of a thing. Just didn't want the floor licked or, anything extra. We got Kevin home. Kevin's home. It was all okay. My fears alleviated, and it was all okay. Luckily, because that is a risky combination, my friends. And I did happen to have, by the way, people were tapping me on the shoulders going, is that Brady? Because one of the guys, I swear to God, was you. He was built exactly. He shaved his head. He threw the goatee out, and if you were to break dance, I think you might look a little bit like this. I think it was you. I think you were playing it.
Got in on that deal.
You could be one of the hashtag something or others for homies. It was hilarious.
We've been on the floor last night.
There was a couple of them that, and then, the weird part was the girl ones shaking their boobs.
Ah.
Yeah, no, look, Brett, that's how I felt too. And it's just, this is a safe place. I mean, I get it. Everybody should have a chance to do their thing, but
it's cute.
Yeah, that's the thing we're forced to say, and it really wasn't. It wasn't at all. I mean, I don't like watching kids dance. I don't like watching anybody who's not a professional dancer dance when I pay money for something. I don't want one of Brady's kids' recitals to break out when I've actually put hard-earned money down. Good amount of it. Like, I want top-notch entertainment.
Frisbee dog
does tricks. That's awesome.
The red panda.
Oh, I would complain about that if there was some sort of dog. Are you kidding? If there was some sort of dog show last night on the court, a lot of they piddle and pee all over the place. We got to keep Kevin off. We got to keep him dry.
Red panda would have been fine.
I don't want any of that. I want professional dancers, if you got that, or some sort of a acrobat, people doing flips and stuff. Okay. If I pay top dollar for a thing, I don't want some hodgepodge, fly-by-night, silly, hire them for a kid's party crap. You give me high entertainment. You got to figure everybody in that building spent at least $100, at least. At least. And there's 17,000 people. You do the math, we can afford a nice halftime show. That's all I'm saying. But I guess, people are different than me where they're like, this is wonderful. Is it? Would you hire him? Well, I'm not saying that.
Well, then there you go.
That's all I need to hear. I don't know if anybody's going to bring him into the house to have the 35 Down syndrome kids.
Birthday parties?
Dancing in your house. I don't think that's happening. I don't know if it did great business last night, but we're going to hire him for Kevin's birthday. It's like, are we? Why?
Well, it's entertaining.
I don't think it is. I think it's something you need to see from afar a couple of times and then run away. I wasn't.
Troop 21 is booked that day. I'm sorry.
Troop 21 is a better name. I did say a few 21 jokes. We had a couple of them out there. And then some dude taps me on the shoulder. Hey, Holmberg, well, is that Brady? I'm like, yes, it is. That's why I'm here tonight. That's why I'm here. Thought so.
Here to support.
Yeah. I mean, this dude he had the build of the Brady model. We see them everywhere. I don't know how many times a day I go, there's another Brady. Yes, svelte is the word we use. but we were all kind of dying once that was recognized. And then the people who are, you can tell who your kind friends are when you give an elbow to somebody and you go, is that one licking the floor? And then there's always the one person that's in the group that goes, guys. That was my friend's wife, Kristen.
Guys, don't do this.
She should have expected it from you two. I mean,
of course. Jesus. Of course.
And they expect guys.
Yeah, and we expect guys. That's when you know you landed a good one. When the empathetic one in the group goes, all right, enough. Because that was an almost made her laugh. That almost got her to break. And that's when you're like, God dang it. I remember my friend Chris at a wedding when one of the guests had Downs and was just rocking the dance floor. And Chris just shouted at the top of his lungs, he is getting down.
Oh.
And he goes, it's okay, my brother is one.
He has the card.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of like using slurs in amongst your group. You can do it if you've got one living with you. That was hilarious. But yeah, it was interesting. It toyed with me emotionally because I'm like, man, there's a lot I could say about this, but you know, somebody here might, I don't know that anyone's actually really like thinking, no, they're breaking, man. They're kicking ass. The breakdancing was, it was low level.
You were digging it.
It was low level. I've seen, get a real breakdancing group out there, you know? It's the same thing as when you got like, you know, if I were to just walk around out there at halftime with my dogs, they don't do anything. They're nothing. But I want like extraordinary entertainment.
The Jesse White tumblers.
You have the Jesse White tumblers and then you just have Brady and John tumbling around. I was like, nobody wants to see that. We want to see real talent. No offense.
But. So they weren't no Eric Hard Times Marino.
No, the dance team. No, there was nothing about it. Nobody got hired off of this. That's all I'm saying. And yes, it's a feel-good moment. I'm tired of feel-good moments. That's kind of my point here. I don't want to say, nobody should have the... I'm tired of feel-good moments, especially when Kevin Durant's out there. It was a big night. I should have had, you know, a couple weeks earlier, they had, what's his name? The dude who sang, forget his name. He was good, too. In the 80s and 90s, he had a hit song, like a big one, and he came out and he did it. And I'm like, it was like a R&B guy. I don't know. If I don't remember the song, it won't matter. It was great. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Put a little concert on with somebody who's actually got a hit song.
Johnny Gill. Opening
game. No, it was like Johnny Gill, though. Oh, okay. It was one of those. I keep wanting to say Common, but it wasn't Common. It's another one-word guy. Oh, it's great.
Cisco?
No, it wasn't. I would take
Cisco. You
weren't
doing the thong
song
out there?
If Cisco came out and did the thong
song, it.
I'd stay in my seat. Fans, try not to giggle too hard. Here's the hashtag for homies. Okay.
LeVert?
No, it wasn't LeVert.
Cameo?
No, I'd stay for Cameo.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are rattling off awesome halftimes.
Oh, all right, hang on. Let's see here. What do we got for
you're rattling off the most amazing halftimes, but it wasn't any of those things. And I was nervous for Kevin, but he's okay. Everything worked out, so my fear's pointless at this juncture. Kevin Durant, 16 points, 8 boards. I was more upset yesterday that Kevin Durant is getting, you know, he was rusty, he didn't play very well. But, you know, he's back. The energy was good. Suns won the game. How about we take a gander and be real about this team and look at DeAndre Ayton's 12-3 performance last
Whoa.
Night. 12 points, 3 rebounds from a guy who isn't rusty. He came back a couple of games ago. He should be okay. But he gave you 12 points and 3 rebounds last night against a team with huge players. Like, they got 2 7-footers on Minnesota. Could have used DeAndre's prowess underneath, but he's playing himself right out of town, and I will drive him to the airport. But I had it with him. You're going to have to rely on him for the rest of the year. But you look at that lineup, you're like, he's never going to amount to much. But he's a nice fit if Kevin Durant's hot. If Kevin Durant's having an off night, you need DeAndre to
step it up.
Do something. He doesn't understand that step it up phrase. It's crazy. Yesterday was a weird day. I was driving off to Tactical Black, going to, you know, Fight Club. I'm on the freeway, just cruising right along. And every single electronic thing in my car just decided to go, we're going to turn on and off for a little bit. My car bogs down from 65 to about 18 miles an hour. Right on the freeway. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Still running. We're still going. Put my foot on the gas. There's nothing there. all the like the speedometers dancing around. It's a 2012. It's an old Jeep. And it's they're dancing. The lights are flashing. And I'm like, well, I don't understand any of this. So I've got to get to the Greenway exit. Let me just say, Phoenix drivers, not real patient with somebody having a problem. That's, the horns are immediate. Like,
oh, man.
Like suddenly I decided to just go, you know what? I'm stopping. I'm going to just go ahead and slow her on down to 18. By choice. This is a choice I'm making. Merk, merk, merk. Like, I get it. I get up off a Greenway. I'm, you know, trying to figure out what's
hazards
going on.
Hazards are on or nothing's working?
Nothing's working. Yeah. Everything's flying around. Probably my hazards were on. Everything was probably flashing lights. It looked like I was, you know, a clown car. So I pull over onto the off ramp and I get up there and I hit the brake and it seems like everything's kind of normalized. Go to hit the gas again. There's nothing there. And I'm like, that's weird. And it starts to go. I take my foot off the gas and it's driving. I'm like, all right, we're idling. And then it just goes, just took off. I thought it was a Tesla for a little bit. I wasn't touching the gas. I didn't do anything. Next thing you know, I'm going 45 and I got no control. This thing is on its own. Now it's just been, RPMs are at 5,000. Car's flying down Greenway, and I'm like, well, we're all done here. This is how I die. I hit the brakes. Everything comes back to normal. Hit the gas, nothing. Take my foot off the gas. Off we go. And I'm like, so everything we're doing here is the opposite. So I have to figure out how to control the acceleration without an accelerator. When my foot's off of it, that's when we're gone. And my Jeep wanted to run. Meanwhile, braking.
Mack, mack, mack. Move, asshole.
Paybacks are a mother because you do the same thing as I would do.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch. You're pulling up to some kind of lifted Jeep.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm going 18 on the freeway. Yeah. But I mean, you can't. I give a little grace to someone whose car obviously is having
say
a problem.
Jeep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't have. I'm not envious like Brady evidently is, who Bro shouts out the.
No, it's like anyone with
that. No, I'm just driving along. But if somebody's got a problem on the freeway, I understand. Okay, they've hit hard time. I'm not going to honk at somebody whose tires just blew up. Asshole! Should have maintained it.
Usually the car matches up, though. Usually
to a problem?
It's like a clunker. You don't see it too often.
No. Well, I've seen people's cars just break for no reason. Like, just stop. And just... I watched a Prius do it. Just stopped on the road. And it just like somebody threw it in park. So I get it all the way back to the dealership. Turn it off. Go to turn it back on.
Nothing.
Fine.
Oh, it's fine?
Reset itself. Those computer engines are amazing. No, it's not. I'm like, you keep this thing and you find the problem because something's wrong. It was horrifying. I had no idea what to do. I wasn't going to be one of those people who just pulls over and lets you. We're still running. We're moving. But boy, and evidently everything in the electrical system reversed. Like everything that was off turned on. Everything that thought it was off became a thing. It's flashing like scary lights I've never seen. There's this big red lightning bolt in the middle of my dash I didn't know I had that just started flashing. I'm like, what's that? I'm like, is Shazam going to kill me? Got that going on. It started to stink a little like we had an electrical fire. I'm like, this is brutal.
Of course, the dick move already comes in. It's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand, bro.
It's a 13-year-old. It's a 11 or 12-year-old Jeep. They have, you know, they're not infallible. People always say this. Like, Jeep just empty every pocket. I'm like, this thing's, I've had it for years. Yeah, it's a pretty good one. And it's true, but it was I haven't had many troubles with this thing at all, and I've beaten it up. But it was horrible. And just, you know, maybe next time you see somebody crying on the side of the road whose car is driving itself and you don't expect that, no reason to really go, move! Just go around them. Let's not make a big deal. I only do that to old people who are clearly in functional vehicles and still going 45 on the freeway. Although I don't honk. I just get right up on them. Or in front of them, and I downshift. That's the fun of that. Because get off the freeway. If your car works, get off the freeway if you're not going to drive with the rest of us. It was weird. I've never had that happen before where the car just started going, you know what I am? And I started thinking, oh, it's artificial intelligence. It's AI. Somebody ChatGPT'd my ride and hacked it.
Hacked.
And it's doing whatever it wants. And I got somebody with a remote control driving this thing somewhere else. It was kit without all the cool parts. It was horrifying. Tried to go all the way over to the dealership to drop that thing off. And they're like, what is it? I'm like, it drives itself. It's a ghost car. It's like, you guys don't even want to test. We'll take it out. I'm like, don't do it. Don't test drive it. You're going to be shocked once you hit that gas and nothing happens. And it tells you when it's going to go. It's Herbie the Love Bug, except for it's slow and it doesn't know how, it doesn't know it's racing. It's just, it's trying to kill me.
It's Christine.
Yeah, it is. And okay, well, then we'll I suppose we'll take a look. My service advisor thought I was nuts. And then it just started driving on its own. I think it's a time machine. You guys have to do everything. You can get a priest down here. It needs an exorcism. Yeah, it was crazy. But people were not too kind. The freeway people were a lot of honking going on. And just like, you know, nobody goes from 65 to 18 on purpose unless they've hit something. But I couldn't go any faster than 18 until the car decided it was going to do it on its own. And I know I'm going to get emails from the experts. You're going to watch this. It sounds like an RL-453 to me. Okay. Where were you yesterday? It doesn't matter now. Now, you and your car people. And again, I remind all car gurus, all you car experts. I can't take you seriously until, as a car super genius, until that dilapidated, broken down Camaro that's been in your yard for the last 3 years finally runs. You know what it is about car guys, because I talked to a few yesterday telling the story of my Jeep. Yeah. You got to calculate that. You got an calculator and a blab faster. You get a blab faster put on that thing, it'll never happen. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've had a 70 foot. I got a GTO in my front yard. It's been there for about 8 years. I got an engine in my garage. Can't park in my garage. There's an engine in it. Have you ever fixed any cars? Nah. Take them apart, leave shells of cars all over the place like some sort of a...
Parts.
Like I'm Banksy of car parts. But yeah, so car guys, I get it. You know how to fix it. But you never fixed the car in your own yard.
Brett's just biting his tongue right now. Brett knows exactly what's wrong with
the car. No, because it's computers. Brett knows old cars. There's no possible way you didn't grow up with a broken car in your house at all times.
My dad was pretty quick with that stuff because he was kind of like that. He's like, I don't want some piece of crap in my front yard. So
beautiful.
When it wasn't running, it was in the garage, and he was wrenching through it.
I'm convinced that car guys are the reason HOAs started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want some jerk off with a Camaro on blocks right. In the front yard and stuff like that.
You try to tell them, like, oh, I'll get it fixed. And then that thing just stays there. And then there's big blocks of engine. They're like, if you don't stop this now, there's going to be a galaxy rolls in on a flatbed and they dump it in the front yard. And you're like,
got a great deal on it, bro.
Oh, no.
$300.
What the shell of a galaxy. I'm going to get this thing all spruced up and give it to my nephew. And your nephew, it could be 80 before he sees that galaxy running.
Didn't you have one in your neighborhood? The guy is he still there?
Yeah, he's down the
street. Has it moved?
I got two of them. And one of them's in one of these, like it's behind us in the... houses on the hill, in this beautiful hillside, and in his garage, which he's got a secondary slot built just for this thing, is some old beat up green thing, and where the hood would be, the two little arms that would be holding it
on
up
the side
springs, and they're up, but there's no actual hood on the car, and I go by there all the time, and the poor neighbors have to look down their hillside onto this thing that'll never be fixed, ever. And he's out there tinkering with it every once in a while, but that thing hasn't moved. I've lived in that neighborhood for 12 years now. Has not moved an inch. Not one inch. And he's like, yeah. And I see him out there every once in a while. I think he's just bored and he doesn't want to be inside with his wife. So he just goes and touches the thing.
It's cars. It's yard art.
Yeah. It's
dilapidated.
You got to be careful with those.
Prairie schooner wagons. You got wagon wheels and they're over in the fluff.
See, and that's what HOAs were designed to stop, your design problem.
I think that could be it, though, with some of the car guys, and they just get these old cars that are never going to run because they're getting out of the house just because the old lady's in there screaming all the time. She's like, all right, I'm just going to go out and work on the car.
You're avoiding an ear beating from that lady. I'm going to go outside. It gives you somewhere to stand.
Right. That was the original man cave.
Yeah. The original man cave was to stand next to a thing she hates. It was her kryptonite. That miserable car was something she never even came out towards. If you just went out and stood by it, you'd be free of her for at least an hour. She's not coming out there.
I cursed myself. I fixed it.
Yeah.
God now forbid you drive it.
You got to drive it somewhere and get another one.
He's always got a project.
Yeah, that's what it's a project. Every half car guys don't know anything about cars. They just parked a dumper in there. They got the word from their uncle. Put a piece of crap in your garage. Make it so she's miserable in the garage, and then you got a place that she'll never go.
Brilliant.
Wait a minute. If I just stand by it, you'll never see her, bro. Lay under it and sleep. That's a good idea. Never working on it. Ever. Real car guys are like Jay Leno. They've got a garage of thousands and a team working on them at all times. And of course, every once in a while, Jay will pop in there and burn his face off when he's tired of Mavis, but...
There's a family in California that had a plumber come over on, it was like last Saturday, and he's working on something in the under the house in the crawl space. They don't hear anything for about 3 hours. They're like, where is the plumber still down there?
Out like a light.
So they're beating on the floor. They're yelling for him. No response. So they call 911. They come over there, and they start trying to get down in the crawl space, and they can't get in there. So they start sawing through the wall to get in the crawl space, and that's where the guy wakes up.
He
took a nap.
Asleep. He was out.
How the crawl space
reach
is only
in
one
there,
man?
For some reason.
At $95 an hour, you better wake your ass up.
No kidding. Yeah. I don't blame him. Get in there and sleep. Just avoid the work. Nothing wrong with that. Sleeping on the job. There's nothing wrong with that. Diligent family, though, to recognize that the plumber hasn't, you know.
It's awfully quiet.
He hasn't surfaced for a couple hours. And we're all too fat to get in the crawl space. I don't know how to do it. That guy might have done that. He's like, that fat family will never come down here. They don't fit through the crawl space. I'm going to get about 3 hours. And then he just, you know, he overdid it a little bit. It was great. Anyway, so be careful. And have to have a little grace for people whose cars break down. People who drive slow, horn those idiots like crazy. Use your horns better. That's all I'm saying. Asshole. Like, yeah, I did it on purpose. I just wanted a little sociological experiment here on the 51 to see how many people would honk at me.
Hey, you think it wouldn't
just stopped working.
Read too much. The guy's going 18 because there's a problem.
Well, he was going 70 a second ago.
Yeah.
And the guy behind me honks like I just decided to barrel down. I'm just going to gear down here to one. Yeah, it'll do it. See what everybody does. Of course they're going to honk. And then if I'm just in there laughing like mayhem. But clearly just drove by. This guy's an asshole. Yeah, that's the problem. That was lights were flashing. It was crazy. I want to know what happened. And I want a switch on my car that lets it, you know, want to see how fast that was going to go. It was a reasonable adjustment of speed. It was basically almost floored on its own. I could have gotten up to like 80 or 90 miles an hour if I'd have left it go. I was getting nervous. It didn't matter, though. You'd turn corners, and it just would gun. You're like, I don't know how to drive this thing. Sort of fun, but we got it where she needs to be. We'll find out what's going on after. But thanks. And to the dickhead that honked at me, like the first guy. Everybody else honking just took his lead. I hope your car rolls over today. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800 throughout the entire morning break there, the first opening break. Kevin Durant's still okay, which is great news, everybody. He's made it through the night and evidently even got up to pee once and didn't hurt himself. All good. We've got a heavy monitor on Kevin. Give us a wake-up song. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
There it is. Alliance. You know, car guys are emailing now. They got... Oh, I got something to say when you say, hey, car guys, how come that car isn't working? And Dean emails and says, I don't do radio and you don't do cars. That's what keeps the world spinning. But I do admit I have 10 cars and two are in a garage on jack stands. Wife joined the HOA. He's got an insider. So they got some HOA, pull so he can have his cruddy cars laying all over the neighborhood. Yeah, that's all I ask. If you're a car guy and you have a car busted up in your front yard, I don't want to hear your advice on how my car not working is something you could take care of. You got a project. You got a block. You got an engine with nothing wrapped around it. You have to explain that to me.
What's that?
You just got an engine and it doesn't go in anything. It's just there. There's no car around it.
Yeah.
What good is that?
Well, that's because you're hoping to have that 65 Mustang that you had your eye on
for
years.
Well, just go buy a 65 Mustang.
Well, yeah, but you got to start with the motor. You got to build that thing up.
Take some cash.
You're ready to dump it in there.
Then you're not ready.
I don't want anything stock.
I'm not buying tires going, someday I'm going to wrap a car around these.
It was a good deal, bro.
See, you're a good car guy because you actually kind of throw in the facetious nature in which you made the purchase. I bought half of a piece of a car.
That body's in great shape.
Yeah. Someday I'm going to wrap a Galaxy around this bad boy right here. In the meantime, it's just going to sit in my yard. Shouldn't you move it into the garage? Yeah, wife won't let me do that. She's got to park her working vehicle in there.
She's got to park her Prius in there.
Her bougie car that runs. It's got an engine in it, too, but it's got that weird car wrapped around it. I don't want one of those. You want a 65 Mustang, go get one. sell that hunk of crap that's sitting in your garage. It's just an engine nobody's using. And give it to some guy who's actually got the car and needs the engine. There's got to be more of those than the other way around.
I'm going to get to it.
That's my problem. That's my problem, car guy. You keep saying you're going to get to it, and 14 years later, that thing's still sitting there. There ain't no galaxy wrap around it yet.
I like the ones that collect a certain kind of car, and they'll have like eight.
Yeah.
None of them run.
None of them work. Right.
And there's a guy that owns lawn tractors. I saw him one next door to a neighbor. It was in a farm, kind of the horse properties in Gilbert. There's at least 12 just
out, hanging around.
Riding mowers, none of them run.
That's hoarding. That's borderline just hoarding.
That's worse. Yeah, if you're a lawn tractor guy, you're
yeah, that's
car guy's got nothing on you.
Nobody thinks that's cool. At least the very least with a car guy, you'd go by and go, oh, you're building a car.
I like Studebakers.
Yeah, lawn tractor guy is saving up for his $2,000 John Deere. Like, just go get the goddamn lawnmower. Got to save up for it. Got myself. You never see that either, like a lawn tractor motor just sitting there by itself. Someday I'm going to wrap a beautiful John Deere 2100 around this thing. Just go buy one. They're cheap. Yeah, cheap for you, Rockefeller.
Cha-ching, Chavez.
Like, you know, if you sold the 8 or 9 John Deere engines you got laying around, you might be able to get one. Then I wouldn't have the beauty of building one myself.
What's this cuck know?
I don't think you're building one yourself anyway. I think you're dreaming of building it, and that's a nice thing.
There's plans for them. That's where they end up picking up that extra one. You know what? Yeah. I could use the parts eventually for that.
And then you have
their backup parts.
You have to go be that logical guy that says, you know, the difference between wanting and getting something is action. You want to have a car wrapped around that engine, but you're not doing a single thing to make a car go around that engine. So with lack of action, you're just going to have the engine. It's like me. I want to be a lawyer, but I'm not going to school for it. So I can't really say I'm doing it. I also want to fly without the assistance of any sort of propellers or I just want to be able to think about it. And fly. I'm doing nothing it's not going to happen.
Listen to this pussy talking. Jesus Christ.
He don't know nothing about vehicles. Let's go stand outside next to where that car's going to be someday.
Give me another PBR.
And drink. What you are is a beer aficionado.
That's what it is.
Yeah. You just like drinking with your friends. Just admit it. You're afraid of your wife, and you like drinking with your friends. That's why that thing sits in your garage. And by the way, it's all going to end this week anyway. I didn't realize when I was yesterday years old when I found out about Transvengeance Day, and I giggled at it and thought it was funny. And then I heard randomly at the car dealership, and then last night at the game, I was talking to some friends, and they're like, one of them's not leaving the house Friday or Saturday because he thinks the trans community is going to go nuts. They're going to start shooting. There's a lot of sketchy stuff going on there. I'm staying away. Like, you heard about Transvengeance Day? And I'm like, is it a thing? I thought it was kind of a, are we worried about it?
That's what they're calling the parade.
It was on Fox News. They're telling everybody to be afraid of it. And I'm like, oh, I see. Okay, they're firing up half the nation on this. And I got an email from a guy named Aiden who says, hi, trans listener Aiden. I have never heard of Transvengeance Day or whatever you were calling it. Evidently happening the 31st, which is tomorrow. I just tuned in from the podcast, and it made me want to check out to see what it's all about. If I go, I'll give you the details. But the day that TVD does sound happen, or sounds a little sketchy, but wish me luck, ghouls. I got another one from a trans that says, Transvengeance Day isn't real. You guys are being fools. That's exactly what somebody who's planning Transvengeance Day would tell someone else. Don't panic. There's no such thing. Transvengeance Day. It's all over the place. I didn't know. I thought we just stumbled into a little weird.
It's gone viral.
It's not only gone viral, it's gone mainstream. It's like tons of people were chatting about it yesterday and being serious. Like the trans are going to lose their quirks. How many of them are there? I think we can take them back. I mean, if in fact they are united as an army against all society and they're going to have a day of vengeance, I think we'll knock them down. I like our chances against
the
trans.
See 10 in each town?
Oh, there's more than that here. I've seen 2 or 3 at a restaurant at once, and I'm like, man, times have changed.
Yeah, there are.
Let's just say there's 12, 15,000 willing to fight, you know? We'll knock that down pretty fast, won't we? I mean, if the entire trans community becomes violent at the same time. I'm just speaking in case. I don't really believe this is a thing because I was going to go see the Savannah Bananas on Saturday. And I asked a friend, do you want to go see them Savannah Bananas on Saturday? It's supposed to be really entertaining because I ain't going anywhere on Saturday. Like, why? That Transvengeance thing's going on all weekend. I'm like, are you kidding?
About that.
You won't go out to Scottsdale Stadium to watch the Savannah Bananas because the trans people might shoot it up? You never know. Yeah, okay. Won't we see that coming? It'll be a fairly obvious army.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bunch of dudes. Hey.
It'll be bright.
Guys in dresses and boas and, like, crowns. High heels are going to be so slow. Marching down the road with guns. I mean, like, just, all right, there's that Transvengeance thing. I think we'd take that down in a heartbeat. I really don't think it's a thing. But I love that it's thought about by regular folks and that the news can manipulate us into thinking that the Transvengeance Day is
happening.
Something you need to concern yourself about. Don't you go over to that Savannah Bananas show on Friday and Saturday. That's...
Man, that would be the biggest event KDKB's ever had. Can you imagine that?
KDKB live at the Savannah Bananas. Totally,
here they come.
Totally misleading. I thought Savannah Bananas was something else. Turns out it's baseball. Blech. Anyway, the Army's on its way. We're going to fire away and kill everyone who loves the Savannah Bananas. Then the world will know we're here. I think one of the safest places to be will be the Savannah Bananas game. Look at the trans army is going to make their point there. It's like when I fly JSX. There's no security. They basically say, you want to blow one of these up? You kill 17 people. You're not doing a thing. You fly this into a side of the building, the building's going to win. It's a tiny little half plane. Go ahead, hijack it. It's got fuel to get to Vegas. We're going there anyway. It's not like you're going to go on some long... We're taking this plane to Cuba. Well, we need to make three stops, you idiot, because it's... It doesn't matter. I think I'm going to go to the Savannah Bananas. I think I want to see that. I'd rather have a fear of the trans army.
And if something happens, at least you're having fun or enjoying yourself.
Sure. Right. I'm in the middle of a bananas game. And, you know, to be honest, the second the Savannah Bananas have to announce, fans, please take cover. That's the funniest thing that's ever happened in my life. The transgenders are attacking. Everyone take cover in the bananas dugout. Oh, we're serious. I got to get in the dugout.
Hey, I'm in.
Okay, everyone, freeze. We're here to kill the bananas. They hate everything shaped like a dick. Yeah, so I'm not going to live in fear of that. I'm not really afraid of the trans army, even if it's real. I think I'd die laughing. I think I'd be in hysterics if the trans army came marching towards me. And I'm like, well, this is how I go. What a story. Did you hear about Holmberg? He's with the Savannah Bananas game when those trans people attacked. I think the Savannah Bananas will be all right. Plus, they're selling out. So it'll be, let's say there's 10,000 people at the Savannah Bananas game. I think we'll put up a hell of a fight. I don't think anybody's going to be like, don't misgender them. Kill they. I think we're going to go after them and win. I really don't see the trans pulling this one off.
Hope it doesn't affect flag football game either.
You got a flag football game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be careful because they've targeted those in the past. I don't know what we're looking at here. And then we'll get an email. Hey, that one trans just shot up a school. Yeah, it was a lunatic. I don't lump them all together. And I really think the trans community is going to think, shoot. We got a shooty one in our midst, and last thing we need to be seen doing is wandering around with guns. But Aiden, our trans listener and another guy who's listening.
Keep embedded.
Yeah. Let us know. Keep us abreast of, I don't know if that's probably a bad phrase.
That's not a good one. Yeah.
Alert us of all, yeah, there you go. Alert us of all trans behavior that seems sketchy or militant. I've never seen the trans get militant. They get angry and they yell a lot, but it's just mostly their fingers waving around.
Camo is in fashion right now. A lot of camo
very
print.
Very true. And it does hide, you know, a lack of curves, which most trans men trying to be women have. They just can't get those hips right. I don't know. But if I die at a Savannah Bananas game, how bad was my life, honestly? Was
it not bad at all?
Not bad at all. I agree, Brady. He was killed in the great trends rising at a bananas game. I think I'm all right. But I actually invited someone to go, and that person said, I'm not going to that. I'm staying home this weekend. What? Oh, you just sleepy or something? No. Trans Army.
Something's brewing.
Transformers? Or No. Not that. I think I'm more afraid of actual Transformers. I think I was in one yesterday. I don't see it happening. But
Your bumblebee let you down.
Dude, I would laugh. If we were sitting here working, looking out the window, and just marching down 52nd Street was a gaggle of dudes in dresses and like everybody looks like Ellen Page now, and they're armed, I'd be nervous for a second, but I would let out a like last night's halftime show.
I'm Twisted like, oh. Sister cranking. We're yeah, not going
to take
it. I have
to laugh a little bit before I actually take it seriously. I have to do that reset. Okay, this is real. The trans armies are coming. Uh-oh. Cody thinks they're going to arm themselves with things they like. So what are they going to do? Fight us with 3-foot purple dildos? So they're going to have a hard time shooting accurately because the barrels of their guns are going to be cut off. Thank you, Brian. Well done. See, now you're just antagonizing Trans Vengeance Day.
Trans Vengeance Day.
It also is April 1st.
Are they so it isn't tomorrow. It's April.
It is tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. But they're worried about the weekend.
Oh.
The Trans Vengeance weekend. They don't think this insurgency.
They're doing overnighter?
Look, you don't take over an entire population in a day, Brady. When you're the trans community and you're trying to destroy, the other 320 million residents.
I know, but they're saying the 31st. At least say it's the weekend.
They're saying that's when it starts. That's Trans Vengeance Day. Then Trans Vengeance, the movement. Once they get a foothold up at the Capitol, then they're going to take over everything, and then you're going to see them all over. I just think we outnumber them to the point where we can push them down. I just think it's a bad idea. Trans people, I think it's a bad idea. You don't have enough support from the other side to start killing people who aren't trans, if that's the plan. I can't imagine that's a meeting. I have to say that logically, there's nothing to fear here. But if you don't want to go to the Savannah Bananas game, just say so. That's all. Don't use the trans army as an excuse. Just say, I don't want to go see that. It's a pretty weak excuse. Oh, there's going to be a trans uprising. I think I'm going to stay home. You just don't want to see the bananas. That's all. Savannah Bananas are fun. Good baseball and a fun park, and you're having a good drinking and goofing around. And if the trans come and shoot us all, well, then darn it all, that was the way it was all supposed to be. They'd have to have a meeting at the Sheraton. All right, guys, what do we attack first?
Oh, they're not going to Sheraton. That's beneath them.
That's true. They're going to be at one of those retro places over in the avenues. All right, boys, or theys, whatever, I'm sorry. Should we shoot up the Suns game Friday night? No. That Savannah Bananas thing's pissing me off. You have no idea. They're playing two nights here. They got Friday and Saturday.
Did somebody say bananas?
I want to fire at the bananas. Nothing I want than to kill bananas. I hate mine. I got an email from a guy named Greg who likes to dress as a woman, too, and he said most trans people don't want to cut their wieners off. And he's a logical one. He's like, I dress up every once in a while, feel what it's like to feel that. But I know deep down I'm never going to be a girl. And I just kind of go through my life feeling like, no matter how many hormones or whatever you shoot in your body, you just can't switch it. You can try and pretend and do the thing and get some medical stuff, but deep down my innards are this, that, and the other. When they find my skeleton 100 years from now, this was a fella. And it's true. But he's like, that's fine. But I don't think Greg has any intentions of shooting any of the Savannah Bananas. I sure hope not. But in a weird way, I'd like to
They'll
see.
They'll be ready.
Will the bananas be prepped? Yeah. All right, guys, we got a little emergency alert there. I don't want you to be worried. I want you to play the game of your lives. But just know that we're heightened security over a bunch of trans people that want to kill us all. They hate us Savannah Bananas. The Diamondbacks have their opening week. I mean, they could have picked bigger targets.
I think the bananas would be okay if they let them run the bases. before the game.
I don't want to let them in the building if they've got bad ideas. And they, all you got to do is appease them. They're gonna, there's the problem, Brady. We're going to push back a little bit. And they love when you push back. I've heard that. I've read that online. Anyway, speaking of people that do things that they shouldn't be doing, listen to this guy.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, this morning I'm doing my normal scrolling through sports and through the news channels. And on one of the news channels, they were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and her lawsuit from the skiing accident, I guess she had at Deer Valley. And I'm thinking, yeah, Deer Valley got some pretty narrow runs. And I was thinking about my experience at at Deer Valley. I had a friend named Alan, and he owned a couple of properties up there. So Nicole and I, went skiing up there. And I had been skiing for a number of years at this point. I was a pretty good skier. I had started skiing with a number of downhill.
New rules, OJ. You can't bring up trips with Nicole. Even now. You can't. Because he knows we all know who she is. He didn't even say my ex-wife. He didn't say a woman I used to see. He knows we know who Nicole is, and he knows why. She can't just come up randomly in conversation without us pointing out, OJ, stop it. Brett doesn't even mention his ex-wife by name, and he didn't kill her. Nobody's even suspecting Brett killed her. We know she's alive. She's just off doing her thing now.
I haven't checked lately.
You're not allowed to talk about the ex as like, well, the time she and I went, if you might have murdered her. If you've ever been on
trial.
That
was like a chill.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone got it, right?
Oh, did he bring up Nicole? Oh. You're not allowed to talk. You're the one dude. You can't bring her up.
I remember when Nicole and I used to go out there. I'd push her white ass in the snow. It was hilarious. So,
and it was cold. I had some gloves on.
Oh, yeah. I wore big gloves. And I would chase her around. And then we, you know, she'd get home. And I'm like, I got to figure something out. Anyway, Nicole and I had a lot of fun together.
I hate that he brought her up. And what's he watching Gwyneth Paltrow's trial for? And who's Gwyneth Paltrow?
It's another white bitch.
Yeah.
What happened here? This white bitch going to complain about something? I got a solution.
It was the Deer Valley connection. He's like, I remember someone ran into Nicole.
Yeah.
I went down the...
I can speak on this. I've been to Deer Valley with a white blonde bitch. She's fallen down and gotten run over. Let's talk about a white blonde woman getting run over by something. Let's talk about that. I feel qualified. I've been up there a few times, just scrolling through the sports page, Brady. I'm just doing it. And I see that there's a court case with a white bitch still alive. And I'm like, that's new. Let's take a look at what's going on here. So I'm flying down this run. And at the last minute, this lady is kind of turning from my left.
No.
And she comes all the way kind of across, and we crash. And we both go down, and stuff is all over the place. You know, your ski is over here, your goggles over
heads
here.
Her head laying in the woods.
You all right? And she said, yeah, I'm all right. She asked me if I was all right. And we were pretty congenial, you know, as we got our stuff together, kind of chuckled about it. Watch out, you know, be careful. She leaves, and I think Nicole or
Alan. Stop talking about her.
We talked a little bit. Then we take off again.
Did he say Al?
He's lucky she didn't call 911.
Oh, well, especially, that was before he
turned. I see this person on my right making this big sweeping turn, and I said, oh, there's no way this person is going to come in front of me. And bam, we hit again.
He ran into everybody.
Turns out it's the same girl. And we won. And I nearly killed that bitch twice. Anyway, she just kept getting up. It was like Night of the Living Dead with her. Normally, when I knock a bitch over, she stays down. But this one just kept popping up. And that's my experience with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't want to talk about the third time we collided.
Then that last time, I'm like, all right, bitch, this is on purpose now. You're just trying to get to know OJ. Let me tell you, you're going to get some work done right now on your face. A little plastic surgery. I'm from Beverly Hills, so I can make that happen.
He fascinates me. I am completely in
is
love with
him. Is he just out
OJ.
Of his mind, or is he actually smart and he's doing this on purpose?
Every ounce of me wants to believe that.
Yeah.
That he's just toying with us. But I think he's just lied. I don't know. I think he's just oblivious to it, and he's just trying to ignore the fact He's got to read the comments.
We chuckled. I said, you've been hit by a black diamond.
Who is on the black diamond? That's funny, Brady. I can't get anywhere. You're on the good list now. You made me laugh. Brady made me laugh, so he won't die today.
If the ski don't quit, if fit, you must have quit.
The skis, somehow or another, the ski shot off, and 3 years later sliced my wife's head off. It was the same exact run.
And you just kept coming. As I said, it wasn't as congenial this time, but it's Deer Valley. Deer Valley is classy. It's a beautiful place. I never went back, mainly because I didn't like the runs. I thought
they were
real narrow, certainly far narrower than most of the places that I went skiing. But accidents happen skiing. I don't know how you could try to sue anybody.
It's narrow as a white woman's ass up there. It's very narrow. That's all. That's all you need to know. But I thought, I saw a court case on television. I thought, you know what? I should say something about this.
It'd been interesting to hear him say about the testimony, because Gwyneth's like the guy skied up behind me and started grunting.
Well, he didn't hump her, but he got his skis between her skis and then started to spread her legs out.
And
then going,
what are your juices?
I think the dude's just a bad skier. And he's like, I don't know what to do. And I also think Gwyneth made that up. To make it seem like this is it. You can't ski up behind somebody and dry hump them. You can't do it. You're either going to hit them or you're an excellent skier if you can slow grind with a stranger on the ski slopes and get away with it.
For crashes on a ski slope. You see it all the time. I remember the first weekend that I went skiing. I spent the first day at Buttermilk in Aspen. I was with the Kardashians, Chris and Bob.
Uh-huh.
Nicole and I. So,
stop bringing her
first
up!
First morning I spent at Buttermilk learning to ski. By the end of the day, I had made it to the top of the hill. The next day, we went to Snowmass. Actually, we were staying in Snowmass. And we went to the Big Burn. The Big Burn is this area that's, they call it the Big Burn. I guess it was a fire years ago. And it's clear. I mean, it's about as clear can be. It is a great place to ski if you're kind of a beginner skier. The problem was, as we're skiing, Bob in Kardashian is flying by me, teasing me, come on, and he's, you know, just shooting by me, swinging in front of me and everything. So the second run we did up at the Big Burn, I killed him. Turns out
he's dead now. So tease me one more time, you little bitch. You little Greek weirdo, Armenian freak. Tease OJ one time, see what happens to you. All right, that's all I'm saying.
I told him, doesn't Chloe look a little like me?
Hey, you know, hey, you notice that giant daughter of yours is 6 and already taller than her daddy. You kind of want to do the math on that, Bob, while you're shushing around up here.
You're a mogul.
That's adorable, Bob. While you was racing and getting good at skiing, I was your wife and filling her with a baby. So I'm just saying that's mine.
The hot tubs above the Big Burn are fabulous.
Man, I'll tell you, it's wide open at the Big Burn, Brady. You can't get away with anything. There's no trees blocking anything. Everyone sees you trying to ski. I'm just telling you just where it is and how things go on the Big Burn.
Is that it? He keeps going.
So Nicole and I was out.
Stop bringing up Nicole.
I just have to let you know that we had a wonderful marriage. I took a skiing a few times.
Out there is a tree up there. Bob Kardashian hit this tree and... You know, years later, what happened to Sonny Bono, I thought that happened to him just then. We had to get emergency people to get him off the mountain. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know if Bob ever went skiing after that, but he hit the only tree that was on the Big Burn. So
I didn't push him. He just hit it. That's the story I'm sticking with. That's right. There was no investigation, and I'm pretty sure I heard one of the EMTs use the N-word. So I had him dead to rights. It was all right. Anyway, so I thought I'd just chime in another court case. I'm an expert about courtrooms, so why not ask OJ? I'm available on Cameo if you're interested in, you know, Bob never went skiing again, just the same way that Nicole never went back in the kitchen. You know, she just ended with that knife. She didn't like knives, that's for sure.
Never went through the front door again.
I mean, I remember I showed her. She hated ingress. The last she came out of that door, she never used the door again. She just laid there, lazy bitch. And I can't say a thing about why, but I showed her a knife once, and she lost her mind. And I was like, a head fell off. This isn't just a knife. Get these at restaurants. You should know that waiter over there that's laying down. He'd bring you a knife. Anyway, Nicole and I used to love shopping together. And I'm just going to recount my wonderful relationship with a woman you all know named Nicole. I won't recap why you know who she is. O.J. Simpson chiming in about Gwyneth Paltrow. I saw a little clip of that yesterday. I'm like, come on. And I don't know, Brett.
I think he's...
Is he hyper aware? And
I think
he's just doing it because he's...
Gotta be.
You'd think, though, that his stories would be more succinct.
Yeah,
if he was doing this on purpose. This is free flow. Like, this doesn't have the... I'm going to bring up Nicole a few times. This is a guy just telling a tale about his time at the Big Burn up in Snowmass.
I don't know. I think it's all about the clicks for him. He's getting paid on this.
Is he, though?
You can verify.
People still...
Well, he can't earn any of that. I mean, if you want it, it's for the...
Yeah, the Goldmans get it.
Which is good, then.
I suppose.
But it keeps his name in the public eye.
Right, just in case there's a Naked Gun 5.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
I would watch that.
Oh, my heartbeat.
O.J. Simpson, if Nordberg, if they did it, I would go. And I know people would be like, oh, that's terrible how you support that. I'm not.
They need a spinoff. Better Call Norberg. Just like Breaking Bad.
Better Call Nordberg would be pretty odd. Just dead serious.
Yes.
Nordberg gets involved in real crimes as a cop. He has to solve his own wife's murder. They get Nordberg on the case. That's how oblivious OJ is. He would play Nordberg trying to solve the murder of an NFL running back's wife.
That's a great script. Where did you guys get this idea? So she was just fooling around with the waiter. And then the NFL running back comes and kills them both. That sounds unreasonable.
You want to play Nordberg and investigate it?
Sure. I think Nordberg would be perfect for this.
Your partner is Mr. Bean.
Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix. And we got 13 episodes.
Yeah, just Nordberg solves crimes. I love that.
No, Nordberg just looks into one crime. They're just trying to convince OJ he did it. See, and then the big guy whose name is J.O.,
Oh, okay, I see.
You don't see the connection?
Keep going. Maybe I will.
He slices his wife's head off, and then a waiter comes up to return her sunglasses, and he kills that guy, too.
That's interesting. That's wild, man. Is it too far-fetched? I don't think people will believe it.
No, OJ. And then he gets into a white blazer, and his friend AC drives him around.
Okay. Yeah, you got to have a good friend around. I get that. Nordberg will solve this.
Yeah, I would watch Nordberg. Unsolved Mysteries with Nordberg would be phenomenal. OJ, I think he's so oblivious that if you said, hey, we're bringing back Unsolved Mysteries, do you want to host them?
I'm OJ Simpson. Welcome to Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, no. I would watch that for days on end.
I think he's just blanked it. It's so hard.
It's us logical, normal minds trying to wrap our heads around what he's gone through and what he's doing. And how do you live your normal life now? How do you go through society as O.J. Simpson without just being like, I have to put this aside. I have to squash this way down. But, man, and the judge in the Gwyneth Paltrow case, his last name is Holmberg. And no, emailers, I'm not related as far as I know. If I am, he's dodged the family for years. Honorable Kent Holmberg, and I'm starting to get emails. Is this your brother? Like, I don't have a brother. You know him? Like, yes, all of us Holmbergs know each other. Like, what's your last name? Do you know everyone in the world with that name? Although it is kind of something I did look into. All right, what are you going to do? What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert? All right,
wake up song brought to you by our buddies at Action Ride Shop. This weekend, on Saturday, they're having the...
Transvengeance Day. It's the Transvengeance Day at Action Ride Shop, and I'll be there hosting.
They're having the Big Pivot demos going on. So the whole crew's going to be out there, team. So you can ride before you buy, basically. Yeah. So make sure you head on out there. They're going to be taking care of you. Pivot Demo Day going on this Saturday, Action Rod Shop. Reserve now because the spaces go pretty quick.
Yeah,
so,
big time. Yeah, and here's my thing. This is one of those annoying old man things. It's become an old man thing for me. I like a lot of different bikes. I think Yetis are great. Santa Cruz great. All the bikes are good. I like Pivot because they're local.
Yes.
That is just such an old man thing to say. But they're local. They're great bikes. I've had a bunch of Pivots and. Man, are those cool. So that's a really neat thing.
Yeah, so if you've been hearing John talk about those e-bikes, you've been hearing us talk about my Switchblade, just go on out there. They're going to have everything out there, be able to answer all the questions. ActionRideShop.com. Reserve your space now. Plus, right now, they got 10% off all front suspension mountain bikes, 20% off of winter clothing, and if you're not in the Pivot thing, get it. But they got a Santa Cruz factory sale going on right now as well. So Action Ride Shop is where you need to be, especially this Saturday from 9 a.m. till they close. It's over there on
Yeah, Brett, that sounds nice. I'm going to go over there because I was on a mountain bike with Nicole once. We had her on the handlebars. Me and AC, and her body was flopping all over. It was after we killed her. And we were trying to get her to the snowmass to bury her white ass in some snow, but it was June. We weren't thinking, so we put her back on the patio. I'll go out there. I like riding bikes.
Speaking of snow, Josh actually emailed me. Said he could ski up behind somebody to dry hump.
Well, I'm saying you'd be a
good. He's like, from Action Ride Shop.
Like I said, you have to be a great skier.
Yeah.
To sneak up to somebody, get your skis between their legs, dry hump them for a second, and then get away with it. Gwyneth Paltrow said, "Yeah, I thought it was a sexual assault at first. Was she just standing there? Some dude's skis appear between her legs?" And then he dry humps her for a second and gets out of Dodge. I think the guy was just confused and making noises. And if you've seen the dude that ran into her, he acts like he got hit by a train. He's crying. I didn't lay on the ground. She did it on purpose.
Well, $3,300,000.
He wanted $3 million. He found it, ran into Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, OJ told the story of that lady he ran into twice on the mountain of Deer Valley. I want to hear from that lady. She's got a hell of a story. Like, it was pre-OJ's murdering, but OJ hit her.
You never believe this. I got run over on Deer Valley by OJ Simpson, and I lived to tell the tale, but that's not it.
I don't think that's what she said.
An hour later, he ran me over again.
She used another name of who she got hit by. On the hill.
Oh, yeah, that's true. One of the helpers ran over me. A real big one, too.
Hit by a valet.
Yeah, that's true. Deer Valley, they're not. OJ's surprising up there. Hey, turn the punch bowl. Everybody, here I come.
Oh, no. It's OJ Simpson. What's he doing here?
On the list, got AFI, AC/DC's Who Made Who for your Jeep that went out of control.
I was not in control of it.
Audio Slave, Faith No More, Mushroomhead. But Metallica released another track from their new album this morning, the title track, 72 Seasons. So I was thinking maybe we'd roll
it
down.
Let's do it, because that's what Toledo just loaded up. Oh, so we're on it. Go. 72 Seasons. Have you heard it yet?
I've heard a snippet of it.
I haven't heard it yet. So this is the title track to the big 72 Seasons album that is...
Comes out next month.
Slowly bleeding out until it's all out. And then the shows happen here in Phoenix on Labor Day weekend, which will be the Friday and Sunday of that weekend. They're just flat out awesome. Two shows. 72 Seasons, Metallica celebrating 40 years of being Metallica, which is just disturbing.
Jesus.
I know. And this is the new one. Let's hear it together, shall we? And don't be overly critical. I know we're going to hear people who hate it automatically because it's not Master of Puppets, but maybe it is. It's 72 Seasons. It's the first time I'm hearing it, and it's your wake-up song. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The Sklar brothers are coming in here today, aren't they? Both of them. Both of them?
And double zipping.
Yeah, and they're
twins
gonna come
on 2 days for two shows.
Twin Thursday, Friday. And I said maybe bring Jason in Thursday and Randy in Friday.
Oh, I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know what to do with them. So we're bringing them both in. The Sklar brothers will join us a little later. They're fun. I haven't talked to them for a little bit.
You haven't done voicemail for them in a while?
No, I know that they did during pandemic. I did a few things, and it was fun. And then I did what the last thing I did. I don't remember.
Did
I think
you
it was a
them?
Ray Lewis thing. No, it was a Chris Berman. I'd call him as Chris Berman here and there. I don't know what. I don't know. Maybe I did anger them. We'll find out. But every time they're here, they're like, "Oh, we'd love you to call and do this." And then I do it a couple times, and then I clearly am hated. What are you going to do? It is opening day for baseball, by the way. You got that going on all day long, which ain't such a bad thing. Now, who do the Sox start with?
Houston in Houston.
Oh, you got to kick off with the champs.
Yeah.
Getting their rings.
Starting it early.
That's a nice thing. You can watch all the games at Hooters. They bring you the Brady Report, and then they bring you great TVs, great wings, fun people, beers all over the place. And you know what? Even good salads. We had a salad there last time. I'm like, this is a damn fine salad. Hooters has it all. The TVs will be on. Baseball going all day long. And you'll be blown away at baseball now with that pitch clock because it doesn't take up your whole day anymore. It's amazing how fast the games go. Also, Hooters appreciates all the men and women in uniform. So if you bring your military ID, anytime you go to Hooters, you bring a military ID, they're going to knock 10% off your bill. That's great stuff. Every day. Only at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy opening day.
Yeah. Glorious.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts about baseball. There once was a three-way pro baseball game in 1944.
Was that Transvengeance Day as well?
Were the bananas playing?
Get your bats and the bananas will take us on.
The Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants played to raise money for World War II.
Wow.
Each team batted three times against both other teams, pitching and defense. The Dodgers won.
I have no clue how that worked.
Yeah, I either.
The New York Yankees have the best winning percentage of any Major League Baseball franchise. Since they were founded in 1903, they've won 57% of their games.
Yeah. There are also 27 championships in Yankee history, which tells me that they've had the most successful.
The worst winning percentage.
And the most money.
The worst winning percentage in baseball history from the beginning of time.
So far, well,
the Reds.
The current team.
No.
Cubs. They've been around the longest.
Can't be the Cubs.
No, it's not.
Tigers.
No, sir.
Pirates were pretty darn good
for a long time. It's a newer team.
Oh.
Rays.
Rockies.
No, the Rays actually have a pretty...
Marlins.
The Diamondbacks have a worse... record than the Rays.
Miami Marlins.
They were a game different.
Last 46%. There are five MLB teams that have won every time they've been in the World Series.
Five that have
Giants?
Every time they've gone?
Is it the Giants?
No, the Giants lost to the Angels in 2002.
Yeah, that's right.
We named the worst winning percentage as for one.
The Marlins have won it both times they've been in it. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I haven't. The Tigers? They're not in it too often.
Royals?
Twins?
You're missing our, and then did you say that you said
the Diamondbacks are one and one.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess one counts.
One, yep.
Let's see. What else is there?
What'd you say, Brett? Did you say
the Royals?
No.
No. Who else?
Toronto Twins. Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah.
3-0. Right?
Los Angeles Angels.
2-0.
And the Nationals.
2-0. 1-0.
Well, the Angels got theirs in, when did they get theirs? 2002. Was that the Giants series, right?
Yeah.
And five teams have lost every time they've been in the World Series.
Oh, wow.
Phillies up until...
I have no idea. What
Padres.
Is
they finally got one.
They've Rangers. Won. Tampa Bay Rays. They're all 0-2.
I don't remember the Rangers.
Milwaukee Brewers and Colorado Rockies are 0-1.
Weren't the Rangers were in it 2 years in a row, weren't they?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
When?
When Ron Washington, their coke addict manager, was a... Running the bases in the dugout.
The only active team that's never been to the World Series?
Mariners.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's a Toledo
Thank you.
History buff of the Mariners.
From 1876 to 1887, Major League Baseball players could request where the pitcher threw the pitches during an at-bat. High, low, or middle, and then the umpire adjusted the strike zone to the request.
Huh.
Interesting.
By the way, Toledo, as a Cubs fan who is now
and you got one.
7 years removed from the championship, I can say this. Let your team continue to struggle and not win one. It steals the joy.
You say that.
No, take it from a Cubs fan and many Cubs fans I've spoken to that say the championship kind of killed my vibe. I don't have a love for opening day anymore. Because I can't have that back.
You guys have a way different history than the Mariners do, though.
But you've never been.
Right. We've never even been.
Yeah. I would rather just be fun and hopeful rather than get what you want and then realize, oh,
so I equate it like this. The only comp I have is football, and I know it's wildly different.
Yeah.
The 90s, the Seahawks stunk. Yeah. They tried to move the team, the Bearings did, to pack them up overnight and tried to move them to L.A. in the 90s, and it didn't work. The 90s sucked.
Sure.
Then we got, you know, Holmgren and Matt Hasselbeck, went to the Super Bowl, lost to you guys, and that kind of sucked him like, oh, we're never going to get back there. Winning one finally there was awesome.
Football's different.
That's what I said. Football is different. But the only way I equate it to is having the whole decade of the 90s, actually from 1989 until 2000.
Just let your Mariners suck for years.
I
it's
don't
better.
Know, man.
It's, I'm telling you right now, the Cubs sucking, it turns out, was more fun. The almost getting it was more fun than actually getting it. It was like chasing the hottest girl in the world and finally you bang her and it wasn't that great.
I don't know. Talk to a Guardy Indian fan.
Yeah. Guard Indians. Look, they've got passion. It destroys your passion. The championship took it away. Did your White Sox won it in 05, right? Yep. And after that, you just take this big breath and you don't care what happens for the next few years.
No, I've changed, though.
Yeah. Back around.
I mean, I was okay for a year or two, and now I'm back in. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I know. It's weird. It's like the Suns. Suns haven't won anything ever. And it's almost more, once they do it, it'll be this big exhale and be like, all right, whew, I can take a break. I don't have to have all this stress. It's so stressful.
Don't you think it's just because the Cubs dabbled with it for like two more years and then they just fell off.
And then they took it away from
and
us.
And they sold everything.
It's you know what? It's better to be a Yankee fan. I think we're just all mad. I think we're just all mad we weren't Yankee fans.
Absolutely
they win all the time. It's there. You get a few, you lose a few. It's pretty consistent. Every few years, you're going to grab one.
Screw that noise.
Yeah, I'm out.
It's like the hot guy that constantly gets the hot girl. It's like, yeah, this guy gets laid all the time.
Not happening.
And then you realize as a Cubs fan or a Mariners fan or even Diamondbacks fan, you got laid once. It's almost worse. I got laid once.
What happened there? How did we do that?
I thought this was going to be like all the doors had opened. Nope. I got laid once, and then everyone hated me again.
And you find out a lot that it was an expensive lay.
It was a pricey lay. And it really was okay. I think I can do better. Give me another chance. No.
Now
it's never going to happen again.
Now imagine if you'd chartered that flight.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I'd have been... Look.
It'd be a great story, but...
You got laid once. The Yankees get laid all the time. Your White Sox, they got laid once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stinks.
The last one is there's nothing in the official Major League Baseball rules that forces players to wear hats other than a helmet when batting and running the bases.
You don't have to have one on in the field?
Nope.
Huh. Remember when Ken Griffey turned his around and everybody lost their minds?
Yep. It's still paying off for him.
That was at the All-Star.
He's getting money in for another
year.
That's
his logo.
Yeah, he's the backwards hat kid.
He's the Bonilla of
he's got a lot of money coming.
Reds now.
The average ticket price this year is about $35, and the average fan spends an additional $51 on stuff like concessions, parking, and merch.
That almost
seems low.
So it's
about $86 a person per game.
Average. Now, that's if they sell dollar seats, which every stadium has. The worst seats in the house is a dollar.
Yeah, in order to pour
town. Brings the average.
Mariners just sent out a big thing, $10 center field seats, and they're jacked up way underneath the scoreboard, so... Yeah. But for $10.
A buck at the Diamondbacks ballpark is nobody's buying those.
You get like that teeny tiny pretzel, don't you, for a dollar at that?
I don't know.
I think it's a small
pretzel.
I
don't go for the mini pretzel. if you're bargain shopping at a ballpark, you're an idiot. I'll take the dollar pretzel, please. It's the size of my index finger.
A new poll asked 5,000 people in relationships what their favorite date night activities are. Going out to eat is still number one, but a night in.
Oh, Netflix
is
and chill.
Number two. Yeah. That is considered a date, whereas in the last 10 years ago, not so much.
Oh, you could date in. We had a little in date.
Yeah.
Uber Eats has helped that a ton.
Just saying the popularity of it, because like, there's some people like, well, that's not considered a date. You need to take me somewhere.
I'm bringing somewhere to you.
Movies, third. Cooking together, fourth.
Ugh.
No, that never works out.
Going on a long drive.
You putting sugar in the gravy?
cooking together. No. You like that. You do that with Madea, right? She cooks with you. But it's not a date.
It's not a date.
It's usually an operation.
Yeah, it's usually us screaming at each other.
Right?
What are you doing?
You just take over, right?
You want a fresh one? What are you doing? I'll give you one across the face.
I need elbow room.
Dr. Jan McGee was the principal of a charter school in Florida, and she was forced to resign after falling for an online scam where she sent $100,000 to someone who claimed to be Elon Musk.
Of the school's money?
It wasn't a knee-jerk reaction, yes.
Just what she needed.
Jan had been talking to Elon for at least 4 months. They chatted about him investing in her school. She mentioned the conversations to her staff, and they were rightfully skeptical. Some even warned her that this person was a fraud. But Jan believed in the fake Elon. And so when she, he asked her to send $100,000 to his right-hand man named Luis Alberto Fernandez, she fired off a check of the school's account. Name.
You can't Google that? That Elon Musk's right-hand man is not part of the cartel?
His initials are LAF.
Yeah.
The details are hazy, but Jan put matching funds in the memo line. She was apparently under the assumption that writing the check would lead Elon to giving the school $6 million in return.
That's right.
Fortunately, the school's business manager got wind of the payment in time and was able to stop the check before it cleared. In a meeting with the school board members, Jan said, I'm a very smart lady, well-educated. I fell for a scam. The school is looking for a new principal.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, you have to be kind of hot to fall for that one. How often did she type, you're not really Elon Musk?
Here's the other thing. It's unclear Jan was communicating with the fake Elon, too. Did she fall in love with him?
Right.
Did
Elon Musk asks you for money. You're not talking to Elon Musk.
Yeah. You know, and people are saying, well, she could have been duped because the Elon impersonator could have bought a verified blue check mark. But still, like you said, you can...
If he asks you for money,
Google
you know.
A little bit about right-hand man.
If anyone you know asks you for money, be skeptical. If anyone you don't know asks you for money, stop communication.
And she was saying to Evan Musk.
Close enough. He's my brother. This is my my right-hand man and my banker and financier, Gutierrez, Alfonso Gutierrez.
People get it wrong all the time. It's actually Yvonne.
Yeah, you don't know.
I didn't know that.
Little secret. Please don't tell anyone.
Never mind that. You have to come to my house.
You know, I've needed a house for a while. Can I live with you?
Elon Musk wants to live with me.
Now, don't send money to people who you don't know. You always think, am I the flag lady from the Diamondbacks? Why am I carving the pages of this book out to stuff money in it? Elon's talking to a group of people today about taking a six-month break on AI. Like this group of really smart people are getting together, and I don't know if it's in front of Congress or who or what they're doing, but they're like, hey, let's pump the brakes on the AI thing because the new ChatGPT-4 is so much better than the one that came out in November that they're like, in 8 months' time, if that progression continues, we won't control it.
Yeah.
And if Elon Musk is saying that, and a bunch of smart people, including the inventor of ChatGPT.
I'd listen.
Yeah,
Steve Wozniak from Apple's in on that.
Oh, yeah. 6 months, they're just like, shut it off for 6 months. No more progress. And I'm like, I love this thing, but oh, my God.
You know it's not going to happen.
No. It's like what they wish they'd have done with the internet in 2000 so they could kind of corral what was about to happen. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. This stuff's out. And now bad people, the only people that will do it if you put a six-month break on it are bad guys. And they'll have they'll get three steps ahead.
This is a little follow-up. This happened last September. You might not remember it, but there's two men in a fishing tournament. It was the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament. And these two guys end up winning it. Jacob Runyon, he's from Broadview Heights, Ohio, and Chase Comiskey from Hermitage, Pennsylvania. They came in with their load of walleye, and they
sounds dirty.
They won because it's based upon weight. Well, these guys put lead weights into the.
That's a fishing problem. They lead weight.
And they
the bellies.
Started filleting the fish, and they found the walleyes in there. They won $28,000.
Yeah,
they're returning that, and the guy also has to pay some fines. Including giving up his $100,000 fishing boat.
Oh, because you got a free boat for winning that thing? Or
no,
that
he had this part of his deal. These guys were pro fishermen. And
I've heard that
before. They were caught before, but they didn't have enough evidence on a tournament, another tournament they were accused of cheating. But they got him on this one.
Seems easy. Don't you cut fish open before you weights fall out of them? They were cheating.
Yeah, I think they, I know they just generally weigh them first, but then.
Right, but don't you have to cut a few? You should cut a few open. Some that feel like maybe they're a little heavier than they look.
This one's big bones.
This fish has big bones.
Yeah.
It's an 18-pound fish. It's the size of the palm of my hand. I don't know how you guys did it.
Someone used a little food hack here to keep your salad fresh, your lettuce and other vegetables. If you own one of those soda streams where you make your own soda, you put your lettuce in a Ziploc bag, you seal it and leave a little opening over there, put the stem of the soda stream in there and shoot it with a little CO2.
Hold on, wait a minute, you're saying in there too much.
You seal the bag. You open a little part of the bag open.
So you don't seal it all the way.
Don't seal it all the way. You put the soda stream stem in it.
Okay.
That shoots CO2.
Ah.
And you jack a little CO2 in there.
And this is for salads?
What? Because it keeps your lettuce and vegetables longer, almost twice as long without going bad.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Lettuce is cheap.
I was going to say, it's like 19 cents a head.
Yeah.
Eat your goddamn lettuce. If it turns brown, throw it away and get another head.
You got to spend $150 on a,
on a soda stream.
Lettuce for
if you already had the soda stream. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Fat America is letting a lot of lettuce go.
And they're like, oh, people
if I only had two more days, I'd have eaten it.
I'm sure all the Texas Grill customers are doing that. Well, I got to keep that salad clean. Keep it clean and fresh.
And people's so in love with the idea of soda, they have their own manufacturing center. They're eating a lot of salad.
That's a great yesterday. Loads of salad.
I mean, I can't. If there's no soda, that I have to make my own.
I get to control how much syrup I put in my own soda.
There's not enough sugar in regular soda. And it also keeps my lettuce fresh for when I throw it at the rabbits.
Ronnie wanted one of those at one time.
A soda stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put your foot down?
Oh, yeah.
$150 bucks. Crazy?
We have three of them.
See? Ronnie wanted one. I said no, and then Kirby said please. So we have stock.
I just got a soda fountain.
Yeah, we just bought a restaurant. She lives in the back of it.
On Wednesday, Pop-Tarts announced its latest flavor, Frosted Banana Bread Pop-Tarts.
Ooh,
I'm interested.
The website describes it as a great balance of banana flavor and spices to mimic the flavor of banana bread. And for a limited time, you can go on their website, the Kellogg's website, and purchase a hand-knitted banana bread sweater.
Yeah, okay.
$45.
I'm not going to wear Pop-Tart clothes.
It'll look good on you.
I don't like Pop-Tarts enough to, you know, wear their clothing.
You had me until that.
Right. It's not a fashion move. It's just a little snack.
Toledo, this one's for you.
Uh-oh.
You'll be excited. Cup Noodles just debuted a new flavor. It's breakfast-flavored ramen that's supposed to taste like sausage, eggs, pancakes, and syrup. They'll be available at select Walmarts for a limited time.
All right, I'll Rob Flanick that for you.
Yeah.
Each cup is $1.18.
There you go.
In.
It's pathetic.
It can't be worse than the Aunt Jemima pancakes in a cup that he ate that time.
I still hear
that. He has those a lot.
They were good. I still don't understand that one. Is it a powder or a mush?
It's a cup of powder.
That and you pour water in it and
throw it in the
glops of batter pancake
up,
batter.
Throw it in the microwave, heat it up, and it cooks.
But it doesn't turn into batter. It turns into like a cup of pancake junk.
A cup of pancake.
And it already has syrup in it?
Got little syrup beads in it.
Oh, God.
Flavor crystals.
That's cancer in a cup.
Brady knows.
Oh, I know he knows. I'm asking you.
Real.
He's excited about this. And notice how indignant he is about saying cup noodles.
People say cup O noodles just reveal themselves as non-foodies.
There's no O in it. Cup noodles. You know what it reveals to me? You're poor. Want some cup noodles? No. You want a job? No.
We'll get to some Bradio videos. This first one, John, I just want you to get a taste of it because it's this lady who's a real estate agent, and she's promoting her house by singing a song.
Oh, Brady.
It's miserable.
Okay.
But
this is an English.
I okay. just want to see how long you can tolerate
Let's
this.
Let's see. This is a test to see how long I can handle. Lady trying to sell her house with a tune she wrote.
It's a never-ending story.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
This old house.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. There's so much here to see. Living room. All covered with these beams.
Somebody call OJ.
And solar panels, too.
Okay.
It's
just got a place to groom dogs in it.
There is so
yeah, you can have your own business.
Sure. Do the never-ending property.
Where's the well I can stuff her in?
She's got people out there.
Oh, OJ, she's blonde.
He'll take care of those.
He'll handle it.
I heard you got a house for
sale. You got a porch at this place? I didn't take care of business. What is going on with you singing that? That's dumb.
Let's take a look at the front door.
Why don't you stand right here by the door and I'll sneak up behind you and I'll carry you through the threshold to heaven.
Wow. All right. Well, that was annoying.
We got a little road rash video here. A guy on a motorcycle recording the other dude popping a wheelie.
Oh, there's a guy popping a wheelie on the freeway. He's the one next to him. And he wasn't paying attention. He ran right into the car in front of him. Wheelie guy, fine. Cameraman, down.
All his buddies?
Oh, he's up.
Keep going.
He's up. He's picking his bike up. Oh, no. He's dead. His helmet hitting the ground again. It's a good wheelie, though. Except for when the other guy crams into the Accord.
Wow. Look how the other guys keep...
Yep. See you, dude.
Yikes. Peace out.
You're lost.
Careful, bike week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, zit popping. Here we go.
Guy's popping a zip. We'll pay off at the end.
Wait, I don't think you can say that.
Is that this video, really?
You
all
can't right. say that. What is going on?
Zit ends with a T.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to say it like, with a T at the end. Popping a zip.
Is that for your Vietnam veteran yeah. listeners?
That's what Grandpa, he used to say stuff like that. And we go, okay, let's just get him away from company.
Korean War vet.
Are you bringing Jim Wilson to my house for popping zips all over the place?
No,
like, no, Grandpa. Hey, look, in the backyard, there's something to do. All right, he's popping a zit for all you people that lost what pop was off. Oh, yeah! Oh, it's a fake video where it looks like the zit falls into an old lady's mouth.
It's real.
Oh, it does not look real.
It's good.
I love her chomping.
Oh, dude. Dude just had a worm came out of his head.
I think that might have been a worm. It looked like it.
Oh. All right.
Now we got a chick storm in the field. It doesn't go too well. She jumps the fence.
Jumps the fence too. Oh, no, she doesn't. She was going to run
and
out of the field.
Second time. Taken out by the sprinkler.
The sprinkler kills her.
What kind of.
It's girl sports, so the sprinklers are on.
Well, it's girl down anyway, so it's, just getting a head start on it.
I think that's the actual sport. Can a girl make it across the field?
Next one's a couple of...
That lady just fell twice in 8 feet.
Oops.
All right. Wow.
Couple of hot girls that drank too much.
Yeah. Man. All right. Now we're talking, Brady.
I'll take the one on the right.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The hottest of the two puking all over. The incredible...
Chunky style.
Oh, Lord. That girl is so hot. And the blonde one doesn't... Budge. Oh, she's just getting vomited all over. Oh, and it's just pouring out of her. She's chewing it. Oh. I could watch this for days, though. It looks like Emily Ratajkowski throwing up on everything Jennifer Aniston should look like. Oh, show me again. This is hot. Oh, those lips on the puker. The puker's gorgeous.
Oh, the sound.
It's a blonde isn't moving.
They make it a bet.
And then she goes for a second round because it's all background over there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hot. Oh. That is like a money shot. I could watch that for days. Look at them all. They're all tangled up. Oh, show it again. I like that.
Oh, one last
yeah.
time. Yeah.
Oh, look at those lips.
Oh, they're nice.
Chocolate fountains.
Oh, this is like... I just figured out I like something called model puking.
Chocolate rain.
I think model puking is the thing I'm into. Models throwing up on each other. I've got to go home. I enjoyed that.
Last one's a carnival. I'm going to say death.
Okay. That was one of those.
Swinging circular wides that go flips
all the way around. Oh, and then somebody falls out. Oh, no, no.
Oh, oh
man.
You're okay.
Yeah, they just got, it's a, like a golf swing simulator with people involved. Oh, and the guy tumbles out right there, and then it comes back and cuts him in half. Oh, man.
Wow. They got to ride free for a while.
Good God. Where's the models throwing up on each other? Would that be? I like that a lot. Oh, Brett, what do you got?
All right. Oh, that
what was she eating? It looked like corned beef cabbage or something, like hash. There was like chunks of white. Like she had potatoes.
It was like chocolate. So it could be some
Russian like long rice.
Some borscht of some sort.
It was a dark gravy.
Oh, it might have been borscht.
I think it was probably Russian borscht. And, you know, like a good model, she threw it up.
Yeah. Pierogies.
Yeah, you don't want to digest that. That's bad for your look. Ugh. You eat it and you get rid of it. That's why the other one didn't even budge. They're just used to models throwing
purple
up on each other.
Oh.
I like sexy bulimia, I think, more than anything we've shown on this this segment.
All right, this one's entitled, When You Order Your Car Parts, well, the express route.
Oh, no. This is usually a guy speeding by. And car parts fly off. Oh, he's working on a car in the front, and another guy. Oh, for no reason. A car just comes in and hits a guy working on his car in the driveway.
Look at
that's terrible.
Look at the bus stop people.
Oh, it's tough.
You're right, bro?
You have a bus stop in your front yard.
Oh, he's moving. Oh, no, that's...
He lost control and drove through someone's yard and just hit a guy working on his car.
And then they walk away.
These guys are like, I didn't see anything. I'm out of here.
We weren't driving.
Peace out. That dude is leaving, isn't he?
Yep. We weren't driving, so see ya.
Well, the other guy, the driver's hanging around. The passenger's going to wait for the bus. He's leaving. They're up to no good.
Bro, you out of here? Let's go.
That group is bad.
Stolen car.
Wouldn't the driver be the one running then?
Yeah, I think so, but.
Passenger's done. Holy cow. We witnessed like four crimes in one.
This one.
God, I hope it's models throwing up on each other.
Nope.
Oh. All right. Brett's just going to let the video do the talking. Here we go. Guy jumping from a second story into the pool and he misses. Oh, no.
Ouch.
Oh, he didn't quite miss.
You got sound on?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got the wrong thing turned up. Here we go.
This slab.
Is, here's a guy hitting
No,
God, sound makes it worse.
Oh, that's him hitting the deck of the pool.
That's every broken bone.
Oh, that's him. He's landing on his back. Oh.
Wow. Is that your people, Brett?
No.
No, they don't. They don't jump into a pool from the second floor. They throw someone in. They didn't make it. What a shame! The pool party was ruined.
All right, here's a bike race.
Brett's got some gems today. Whoa. A hairpin turn on a Peloton. Oh, he's into the car.
He needs some milk.
What? Oh, this guy's 100 miles an hour into the side of a car and an hairpin turn and like
a milk.
And he needs world a glass star of milk. Milk will fix that. Oh, my God.
All and, right. Well, we haven't had a beheading in a while, so let's just go there,
come
shall
on,
we?
Man.
Oh,
yeah. Watch. Oh, and he landed it 50 yards away.
Cleared the truck bed.
A guy riding a motorcycle into a lifted forklift's fork.
That is a grape.
And it pops his head up onto the flatbed.
Oh, my goodness.
Where in the world is this happening?
Up over the pallet of drywall.
Oh, the kick is good. It goes right over. Oh, my God.
Wow.
How does he not see the forklift in front of him? He's riding his motorcycle like 40 miles an hour. Oh, my God. And his head goes, 25 feet? Nice arc.
Pop!
Yep, just inside the right upright.
Oh, it's good. That is insane. Whew. How do you not see that?
Oh, my God.
How does he keep... He's not texting. He's looking forward.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He's not going to need that head anymore.
And we'll end there.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing me where nightmares start.
Wow.
Could I see those girls puking again?
All right.
Or that one? Look at how hot she is, though. Seriously.
Oh, they're both hot.
Yeah, I like the dark-haired one better. The blonde one's kind of got caveman teeth. They stick really? Out of the... Yeah, they're just too... They're too prominent. Oh, that one is so hot.
They're a bit of a picket fence.
Yeah. They're... Oh, man. I just like that they're so hot, but puking is just so normal.
Great vomit rack.
Oh, just... Look at that. Oh, my God, do I like this. I really like that.
You'll be looking at puke videos on Pornhub tonight.
Just because they can't gain weight. That's the best part. Those girls will always look good. After a shower, they're right back to their standard 105, 108 weight. None of that food got digested. It's perfect. She's a perfect girl. You had those big lips that she had put in. She kept those in her body, but food, that's out of the question. That doesn't stay in very long.
And then she's going like this.
And she's doing that thing because it's falling, like chunks are coming out so she doesn't choke to death on those beautiful lips. I would kiss her right after that.
No, you
that's how pretty.
Stop it.
That's how pretty she is. I wouldn't touch the blonde. Ugh. But that dark-haired one that's got, she's all clear, man. You feel better, baby? Yeah. Here's a mint. Let's go back in the room and gag some more of that out.
I don't even think Listerine would kill that.
No, no. That's pretty good stuff. I like that. Anyway, there you go. It is 8:11 in the morning sickness. God, that she's just that good looking. I can tolerate that. Oh, poor baby. I'll hold your hair. I love her. Find out her name. I want to see if she's got more hot model puke videos I need to see. The Sklar Brothers are going to join us in a little bit. There goes your Brady Report.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's the Sklar Brothers. They'll be here in just moments. But before that, another submission. And usually it's monthly at this point, and I like this. For Arizona... Bag of the year. We have a good one today. A real good one. Now, this is a award we give away when we see a worthy candidate roll into the area. We live with him in our beautiful city. They walk amongst us, and sometimes they are revealed. And then after they're revealed, they need to be named as the biggest bag in Arizona. This is a candidate for S bag of the year. Now, we've had a few good ones this year. James Taylor, who went out there and did horrible things to a homeless person in an alley. We've had a couple others. Of course, nobody.
Not that James Taylor.
Not the same one. Paradise and what's her name? That Rob.
Pearl.
Pearl. Paradise and Pearl, who were last year's winners.
Well, they were last year's champions.
They were last year's champions for the incredible bag of the year award, or as we like to call it, the T. Today, the name we need to remember forever is Samuel Gerald Bauman. Samuel Gerald Bauman. Now, the headline says, Phoenix teacher arrested for trying to arrange sex with a boy. Now, we all know it's different when a sixth grade boy starts to nail the lunch lady. It was even on Real Time, the story we told a few weeks ago about the fairly decent-looking lunch lady, and then the 12-year-old or 14-year-old, if that one was 14, had enough game to get her to go to one of his friend's 14th birthday parties, give him a text and say, I'm sitting in the car outside, and he ran out of the party, had sex with her in the car, and then went back to the party. We all sat back. Even Bill Maher said, this kid's got one thing to do. Tell us your secret. This is impressive. You're 14. How do you have this kind of game? Well, it's not the same. There is a double standard when an older man does this to a younger girl or a younger woman. When a woman does it to a boy, said it. Here's why I think he is probably the leader right now for bag of the year. The boy he was attempting to have sex with was 5.
Oh, come on. I had a 5-year-old nephew.
I know. One of the interactions with the agents that were looking into it, the conversation turned sexual and about conduct with children, the documents. And the photos were exchanged between the agent and Bauman, who mentioned he was a teacher during the chat. Homeland Security investigators had been undercover on social media, posing as the father of a 5-year-old boy willing to give up his son.
Oh,
this guy was all in. He walks amongst us. On the 23rd of March, Homeland Security took a photo of, again, the name is Samuel Gerald Bauman, and ran it through facial recognition and compares photos to publicly available open source image databases and found a match. He was tagged in a photo wishing him a happy birthday, and they're like, there's our guy. Found out who he was. Through the investigation, agents learns that he worked for the Mesa Unified School District. He asked the undercover agent if he'd ever had sex with the alleged 5-year-old son. Have you ever done it yourself? What's it like in there? Is basically what he was asking.
Oh, man.
And that's what makes this man, boy, oh, boy, going to be tough to beat him. Going into April as Arizona's next candidate for bag of the year, Samuel Gerald Bauman. You've probably been.
I got a mugshot of this clown.
Yes, they do, Brady. You might have sat next to him. He looks just like a run of the mill clown, you know. You might have sat next to him over there at one of the many restaurants you go by. As I was driving my car to the dealership yesterday, I went by a Vietnamese restaurant that said Tan Fat, and I laughed hysterically. And who knows? You might have sat next to Sam Gerald Bauman at Tan Fat once, just giggling about the name, not realizing the dude next to you was potentially 2023's bag of the year. He'd have won it last year.
I don't know. Pearl and Paradise are pretty
hard to beat. Pearl and Paradise are pretty horrible. But this dude asking the fake dad, so have you ever been in this kid before? I mean, you know, what's he like? That's pretty heavy baggery.
Setting it up.
That's pretty strong.
With Brett, though, Pearl and Paradise actually executed the...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this guy would have had it not been a trap.
Yeah. I mean,
this guy should be dumbass of the year, though. Yeah. I mean,
Samuel Gerald Bauman, and also if you work with any of his relatives or anything else, shame them. Today, we bring great shame upon the entire family because, you know, you just can't have this wandering around and not know. And if they don't know, they have to bring shame as well. Shame on Samuel Gerald Bauman and his entire family, if you know. And the good thing is, hopefully he's not a junior, because then senior, who's busted his ass the entire time, as Samuel, you know, Bauman Senior goes to work today. Sorry, kid on the news last night. Yeah, I know. You know what? That's it's horrible what your son was doing there. Yeah, we all know. We don't have to talk about it. Well, I'm supposed to do this right now, so
shame,
Samuel.
Shame,
Gerald.
Shame,
Bauman. There you go. Put him on the list, boys. We got another one.
Oh, he's on it.
Oh, he's on it. He's high up. I hope they don't raise the bar any further. We still got 7.5 months to go. It's 8:29. The Sklar brothers, they're not huge bags as far as I know. We'll find out what Randy and Jason are up to. They come in here next. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Everybody, look, the Sklar brothers are here.
Hey,
this is great.
Everybody. Hey,
Randy and Jason Sklar.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. It's baseball. We're starting baseball today,
it's too. It's opening day. I just had a burrito. A taco.
Look, I love it.
God bless Harry Carey.
We miss him, right?
It was the time when you could just show up drunk at work, and everyone's like, that's fine.
Taco spelled backwards is old cat.
Is it, Harry? I mean, so we were St. Louis fans. Yeah. You know, grew up in St. Louis, but we'd come home from school because we were latchkey kids. And we'd come home to someone else's house because we had the key to someone else's
house. You were actually burglars.
Yeah, we were burglars and locksmiths.
Burgled and watched a game.
We were locksmith burglars, which is the worst kind of burglar. By the way, a cat burglar also sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Because cats just are so...
They don't listen.
Yeah. Who wants
did
one
you,
of those?
The person
where's the cat burglar? He's hiding in the cabinet because somebody jostled the door.
We haven't seen him since the Bush administration because someone...
He just took a swipe at a baby for no reason. Yeah. He's a cat burglar.
He's still alive because there's crap in the toilet.
Yeah.
House. All cats are burglars. They steal your time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jerks.
The only way to catch them is with a laser light. That's all for it every time.
Very true.
Just get him out. Laser him out. Laser him out.
That's how the police get him. Like, just, we've got this solved. Everybody step away for a second. We'll laser them out.
So now, but you can bring your pets everywhere. So I'm assuming people bring their cats into LASIK surgery, and that's got to be the worst.
That is.
Get him off the eye. He's playing around.
He's my
it.
Emotional support cat. I don't care. Yeah. He's scratching the nurse.
The Sklar brothers are at Stand Up Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. They're going to be here today and tomorrow.
Yes!
You're right.
Even better.
You're right.
StandUpLive.com. You've got 4,000 things. And we got to talk about, we had LeVar Or no, who do we have last week? I forgot who it was.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah. LeVar Burton.
If you had LeVar Burton and LeVar Ball. LeVar Burton and LeVar Ball.
If your name was, it was LeVar Day last
week. Dude, LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball trying to out-talk LeVar Burton. Man, I read every book. I read all the books.
You read all the books?
I read in rainbow. I read all the rainbows.
Wait, you read all the rainbows.
I read every rainbow. I read them all. I never lost.
To a rainbow?
You never lost. What's the competition?
I never lost. You played one-on-one basketball.
It's a never-ending game.
I post up a rainbow. I never lost.
Yeah, he brags about stuff that, like,
there's no way to even defend.
You can't
quantify what he's saying ever.
What happened to him? I fought a war against Guantanamo. You fought a war against our own detention center.
I never lost.
Never lost.
Okay. All right, man. Cool.
Sure.
Remember when he said he'd beat Jordan one-on-one?
Anytime. Yeah. I beat him today.
Yeah, he actually brought up, if you brought a time machine, I could prove this to you. And it's like, well, and you want to wish that someone could do it just to go, you would lose.
But
there's no response from Michael. No,
Michael.
I'm his son. I'm having sex with Lassa Pippen.
What?
You're having sex with Lassa Pippen right now. I never lost.
Dude, if you
also, you're saying never lost.
Yeah.
You're not
no
saying
take.
Never lost.
No.
No, he, so if you watch The Last Dance, which I know you guys watched The Last Dance, amazing documentary, how Jordan. Bloodshot were Jordan's eyes? That's number one.
Yeah,
so
you got an interview tomorrow. Maybe don't drink 3/5 of scotch the night before.
A little Visine.
And he's in this house.
Every episode I want to
give him drops. And then Scottie Pippen. Jordan's in this gorgeous house, and Scottie Pippen is like in a staged condo.
In a breezeway.
You're waiting for like a real estate agent to be like, hey, we're showing this in 5 minutes. Can you wrap up your interview, bro?
I got to stage this.
Hilarious. I can only I can't do it. I can only do a Scottie Pippen impression laying down. It's the weirdest thing. I have to lay down.
But give a little sample.
I don't know if I can do it because it just turns into Henry Kissinger. Yeah. It really is just like,
when we was in Arkansas, we had all the time Michael always said, Michael.
And you didn't hear it. It's a full sentence.
It's so
like,
deep.
Is that a real voice or is he just sucked some of the air conditioner for a little bit?
Yeah, no, he always sounds like he just woke up.
Yeah.
I'm like, get up. Get motivated.
Get up. Michael's son deep inside my wife right now. We was in Arkansas. That was frowned upon.
Marcus?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
great. No, the kid that played for Miami, the real son, you know, Jimmy Butler.
That's the real Harold Miner?
Yeah.
Baby Jordan?
Well, I was going to talk about before we got LeVar Ball in there again, and I'm just remembering his great visit
LaVell Jordan.
Yeah. No, we were Better Call Saul, which you guys were also part of.
So. Yes.
And you watched the whole thing, obviously, right? When you're
I'm still in the process. I know, it's terrible.
It's another check thing, just
this
like
is the same thing.
This is what happens. Like, it's what I can get my other family members to watch with me. So I was on that journey by myself. And then there's like other people in my house are like, we got to watch this together. And I'm like, you can't push this down the queue. I'm in it. I'm in the show.
Let's not watch that one.
LaVell Crawford was here last week.
Love him.
And, oh, he's the best.
And he's so good in the show.
Amazing. And he's part of the
universe.
Cornerstone of the moment we realize Jimmy is Saul now.
Yeah.
Like he's doing it for Kim. And it's such an important moment. And I'm like, so how did it end?
I see that the text died off and I quit watching.
Yeah.
You stopped watching show you're part and you did it too.
Does he wear a 3-piece suit to morning radio? I want him to. Yeah. He's a sharp dressed man.
And constantly dabbing his
forehead. He's so funny and so great on that show.
Too. Yeah.
And look, that show was so good to comedians. I mean, you think about Burr was on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, so many good comics are part of it. And Bob Odenkirk is a comic at heart.
Yeah.
So when we went and did our stuff on that show, we were in the guitar shop. We owned the music shop. We were part of the moment where he goes back to being Slippin' Jimmy.
Yeah.
We're in a very pivotal moment in that thing where we push him over the edge
because
he's trying to make commercials for our guitar shop. So really, we're in New Mexico and we're at this guitar shop. And, you know, when you're doing a film shoot, there are hours of downtime where they're setting the new shot and doing what they're doing. So we're sitting in a back room just playing guitars, and he's telling stories from Mr. Show, and we're talking about stories. you know, when we, way back in the day, we remember when he got the Breaking Bad job. We were doing a comedy show in L.A.
I'm
with
sorry,
him.
Sorry, Jay, did you put the emphasis on breaking?
The Breaking Bad job.
Breaking Bad. Do you know people who put the emphasis on the wrong word?
It's so an occasional Jewish problem.
This is before Better Call Saul.
I mean, you're wearing a suicidal tendency sweatshirt. Right.
The Breaking Bad.
Yeah. The Breaking Bad.
The Breaking Bad show. So this is right at the beginning, and we were at a show, and he had been directing some movies, and, you know, it was post-Mr. Show, but it was before this, and it was post-Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
And we were just the biggest fans of Mr. Show ever. Him and David Cross are just, those are comedy heroes of ours, and we were sort of coming up right behind them in the same scene in L.A. And we were doing this live show, and we're like, what's going on, man? What are you doing? He's like, I got this gig acting. It's so cool because I've been directing. It's so nice to just show up and have it be somebody else's deal. And he's like, I don't know. The show's really cool. It's not a comedy. I'm a little funny in it, but it's, I don't know really what I'm doing. I think I can do it.
And he's like, I'm just don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And I would say to this day, the jury's still out.
Stop it!
You got a whole other series,
guy.
It was
spun off. He really nailed it. And so to see, and he's so good. And you realize, like, it's almost like when you see someone who you know can do so many other things and they're doing one specific thing that's a little bit different, that's also unbelievable.
You're like, yeah. Bro, you can play the French horn? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. He's great. It was an amazing.
He gave her a French horn. I don't know what a French horn
is. I gave her an oboe.
That's bizarre.
I told her,
I gave her the whole woodwind section.
I said, you're second chair now.
The Sklar Brothers are at Stand Up Live all weekend long, today, tomorrow, Saturday. If you want to go down there, standuplive.com. You're still doing the podcast?
Still doing both podcasts. Yeah. We moved over to All Things Comedy, which is Burr's network that he's doing with our buddy Al Madrigal, which I'm sure you know
Al.
And so, yes, we moved over. Dumb People Town, which is our sort of exploration into the dumb of this.
What have you found? What's the most recent Dumb People Town that you're like, this is mind-blowing?
So, woman who gets head
caught
stuck
in the tailpipe of a truck at a country music festival, or as we like to call her, woman at a country music festival. Why does that happen at every country music festival?
It probably does.
It's a standard event. Yeah.
Wait a minute. How do you get...
Where'd you park, Brady? The woman. Which one?
The one... So, there was like that super-sized tailpipe.
Huge, right.
And but she wanted to see if she could get her head in there. That's the definition of small-mindedness.
Right? No, the truth is like
I'll get it out. I'll just start it.
Drive her around. Yeah. Drive her around. She'll eventually pop
her out. We'll pop her out. Just drive around and brake really quickly.
That's like the guy on 4th of July is like, let me look down the chute of the fireworks thing and see. Right. Don't look down it. Do not look down it.
So she got stuck in there, and how does that end?
It just, they had to get the, jaws of life and grease her out, and it was a whole,
And then Luke Bryan had a new song.
Yeah. That's right. Luke Bryan caught stuck in the tailpipe of life.
And ironically, and also probably pretty common at a comedy show, she popped out and looked like she was in blackface.
That was
country
exactly.
Music, country music.
You can't do that anymore.
No, not anymore.
I mean, they made movies about that in the
80s. Right.
No,
we don't anymore.
Not anymore. They don't do it. So that was a great one, Ram. What else was a good one?
Who got pulled over by the cops, and in the glove compartment he had a sex toy. In the back seat he had a rattlesnake, and in his trunk he had enriched uranium.
Oh man,
this guy's got a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Now the game we play it on the podcast is, what doesn't he have?
Relationship with his biological father?
Probably
not.
Custody of his kids?
Probably not.
A GED?
Definitely not. No, he definitely doesn't have a GED.
I mean, that's just...
Was a rattlesnake for protection?
He's got to keep him around in case somebody wants that uranium. So he'll reach for that uranium. You've got a whole second problem on your hands.
It's like those people who are like, I have a pet porcupine. You're like, why?
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 No one thinks you're interesting. This is not how what about the guy? There's another story we covered where there was a guy all on Dumb People Town. He was stealing cars and moving them two blocks away to impress his 18-year-old stepson.
Yeah.
That's going a long way to impress your kids.
I just want to be your father.
I just want to be your friend.
I want to be your friend.
I want you to love me.
My dad can do it too.
Yeah, that's just
stealing cars. He's not taking them that far.
Right.
He's stealing people's cars.
I can do this all day, son.
That's right. Yeah. We like to ask those guys. So we do that podcast, and then we do our sports podcast, which is View from the Cheap Seats. It's basically we look at the week in sports, and when I say the week in sports, I mean the WEAK.
Yeah, the weakest of
the
sports.
The weakest of sports stuff. Last week there was this crazy video we did, and we posted online. It was huge. It was just
a 7-year-old kid
in Hungary
who was like his birthday wish was to like dribble through on a professional soccer field and score, and he gets down to the goalie and the goalie stones him.
Let's go.
Kid goes back, gets the ball, and we're like,
kid from the other team or the goalie from the other team. So they didn't clear it with the other team to know, and the goalie from the other team is like, I'm not letting this kid score.
Makes me look bad.
Yeah. So he blocks him.
It's your first lesson in life, kid. Stuff's not going to work out.
Things don't work out.
He should be used to disappointment, right?
I'm going to teach you what your father didn't teach you. That's scoring.
Yeah.
This guy's a professional goalie.
Look, it's like...
Take that weak crap out of
this kid's not going to be soft, I'll tell you that much, for the rest of his life.
You got to keep taking
shots. Yeah. Or this kid, this is how the Joker starts. Yeah. Why are we doing this to this poor kid?
I've never understood that. Like, I met a Make-A-Wish kid, and he was like 30.
Yeah. Can't be a kid.
It was like 18 years ago.
I know. Well,
listen, why did you get a wish?
He beat it.
He beat it. I'm happy for him.
That's your wish.
Your wish is to beat it.
That's your wish.
His wish was 19 more years. And he got it.
So I met him right before the end.
Also 19 more wishes, which I think, again, I just wish for more wishes.
Make a wish, make more wishes. Make
a wish, five, make always wish for more wishes.
I want more wishes. You can't have that.
That would be a good thing if you were a Make-A-Wish kid to tell Make-A-Wish, look, you pick, I want five things. That's my wish.
I want to participate in five other Make-A-Wish type organizations. They don't exist. I wish they did. God darn it!
He's got us in a loophole.
Why did this Make-A-Wish kid wish that other Make-A-Wish kid's life would end right now? That feels very directed and angry.
You're not killing other kids.
You can't kill.
My wish. Yeah. I wished it.
You can't kill other kids with your Make-A-Wish.
They have to remind them. It's a little thing in the bottom of the page. Look, we've had a problem with this.
Did you put Ricky with a tumor down for me? That's my wish.
You can't sacrifice the sicker.
By the way, I love that you brought up put her down, because that's like when our kids were little. Our kids are older now, but when they're little, you're just like, hey.
It's bedtime. Someone's got to put that kid down.
Put her down.
Put her down.
I'm like, is she a kid or a horse with a broken leg?
Put her down.
Tent her first.
Tent her up. Do you want me to put her in the crib or turn her into some rubber cement? What are we doing here?
Have her face the wall and put her down execution.
Put her
style.
Down.
I got this, honey.
Are you guys following, like, what in the news right now? Have you heard of Transgender Vengeance Day?
No.
Evidently that's a thing tomorrow. I have friends who are actually afraid to go to the Savannah Bananas baseball game with me on Saturday because it's Transgender Vengeance Day.
I mean, to me, I think Phoenix, of all places, would understand trans stuff because you transformed the desert into a city.
Livable place.
Yeah, you transitioned the desert into a city.
I woke up to pee this morning and it was a dry pee. Yeah. Is that weird?
It is.
It was just a hiss and a sound.
And I'm like, I feel better, but like,
it was like mummy dust. It was some sort of a weird.
Hey, I saw my doctor.
Did I drink Cheetos?
Did Brendan Fraser's character just shoot out of my urethra?
Nothing but Cheetle came out.
Don Cheadle came out
of my penis.
That is a very dry pee. But it's subtle. He's a subtle dry. He's
dry.
He'll make you cry.
Stephen Wright came out of my pee. That is how dry that pee was.
That is dry. That is a dry.
We converted this. This should all be desert.
Yeah.
Okay, guys?
Yeah. We transitioned this. It now identifies as a major city with water.
This is a major city, and it should have just been wasteland. Right.
Mm-hmm. But anytime you add the word vengeance.
Too much.
It always scares people. Like, you can't have, like, you know, even like Rainbow Bright's Vengeance is a movie where she kills
people. I mean, John Wick is all about vengeance.
That's it.
And, like, they don't even put that in the title.
No,
I assumed. I had never seen a John Wick movie. And then the week that it came out, our friend was staying with us. And she's like, we're going to watch all of them. We watched every.
Yeah.
I mean.
They're fun.
They're so much fun. But I don't think you can see that many people getting shot in the face in one week. You know what I mean? Every single person. Everybody.
It's like ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's like
too much.
You kind of lose the. Everyone gets shot. He goes in for a coffee somewhere and they don't put the right amount of syrup. Shoot him in the face.
Headshot.
He doesn't
Headshot,
like.
Headshot. Gone. Lift up the.
Sir, do you want, an extra shot of espresso? No. I want an extra shot at your face. So, boom. Boom. Gone. Boom.
He down.
John Wick 4.
He down.
He down. He gone.
Paul Carlson's on top. He gone.
He gone.
He gone. That's the kind of call, John Wick. He gone.
He gone.
I love it. Do you guys follow baseball? Obviously, still Cardinal fans. You're still up on that. What about baseball opening day? resonates with you as adults. Because I've lost, my Cubbies won it in 2016.
Amazing. And did that sort of release Killed something me. Out of you? Yeah, you were like, I'm done.
Yes, I relieved all that pressure of being a lovable loser. We talked about it this morning. It's like when the nerd finally gets laid.
Right.
And he thinks, well, this is my life now.
Right. That's why Revenge of the Nerds 2 is not as good as Revenge of the Nerds 1.
Yeah. He got laid already. Point. You don't care. And then we didn't get a second one.
Right. No. Talk about vengeance.
Revenge of the Nerds.
If it had been called Vengeance of the Nerds, way more violent. Revenge of the Nerds, there's like a legit rape.
I'm just going to say that. There's a horrifying rape in that movie.
I mean, like, we talked about this. We used to talk about this in our stand-up that, like, you know, in the early 80s, that was a rated R movie, but in the early 80s, PG, there was no PG-13.
Right.
So PG
covered a wide swath. Yeah.
It was basically anything that wasn't Porky's.
That's PG-13.
That's PG. So PG covered all this stuff. So if you want to watch movies from when you were a kid with your kids today, I was like, let's do this. It'd be so fun. And then you put it on and like eight. In every movie, about 20 minutes in, you're like, oh my God, I forgot about this. There was a rape in 16 Candles. I got to now stop the tape down, show it. I mean, just insane. The Karate Kid. Well, the Karate Kid, we were like, in that movie, on his 16th birthday, he goes and hangs out with Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
The guy who is the building maintenance guy at the apartment he just moved into. This is like the beginning of every cold case, right? We never heard from him ever again. And then he was found in a locker downtown Phoenix.
So he
goes to hang out with this guy who's drunk. Right. Wasted.
That's true.
Like, if the cops came in at that moment and
just said, tell me exactly what you've been doing with this kid. And if he told the truth,
if just Miyagi is spitting straight facts.
Yeah. I'm just getting drunk with this 16-year-old boy.
I had three bottles of sake.
I just gifted him this silk robe.
I gave this kid a silk robe.
I watched him wax on and wax off in my yard
in really short shorts. All of my cars.
I gifted him a car. What are you doing? You're grooming a child. Yeah. What are you doing?
It is a groom.
It's a straight up groom. It's an old fashioned groom.
Grooming him like a tiny bonsai tree.
And you know what's weirder is that when Daniel-san leaves, he grooms another one.
He grooms another one.
Like the sequel is his. It's a sequence.
It's like
we went out on a boat. I let him punch me in the stomach, and that got me off.
As hard as he could.
He traffics him overseas.
That's right. He takes him across country
lines.
Yeah. Oh my.
International.
God. We got Daniel a passport. Don't worry. The maintenance man will get you.
Also,
there.
The mom is like, I'm a single mom. I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm in over my head. While he was in Japan, she came home from work and was like, Daniel,
Danny?
He's in Japan.
She needs maintenance on the place. She can't get that done.
He's in Japan.
The kid's missing too.
We got a faucet.
This lady can't do basic math. Where's the maintenance man and my son?
She needs a partner
in her life. No, but so the other thing about that movie, if you go back and watch it, which is so, because so he's in the valley. He's in the San Fernando Valley. That's where it takes place. The All Valley Karate Tournament.
Now, the best moment is there. He's made up with Elizabeth Shue. They're at the arcade. They're hanging out. And he says to her, so I guess you heard about the big karate tournament this weekend. And her response is, who hasn't? Who in Southern California hasn't heard of this obscure high school karate?
We're parents. I'm willing to bet that there were parents of kids in that tournament who had no idea about that tournament.
Well, I know one.
What?
She wasn't there. Hey,
Danny's doing karate.
He's been kicking everything in the house.
Well, do we have to go?
Oh, great.
There goes my Saturday. I hope he breaks his leg in the front. I hope he has to fight a 45-year-old Chinese guy.
Who's in that tournament for some reason. That guy's got a receding hairline. How is that guy in this tournament?
That and the fact that it's in Southern California, in the valley, and he's wearing Daniel-san to fit in. He's wearing a Charger shirt. Now, this is long.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
right. Maybe it was prophetic that the Chargers.
And it's like it's not a Charlie Joyner. Who was it?
Wes Chandler.
It was like a Wes Chandler jersey.
Wearing a Wes Chandler
like half shirt. You're like, bro. You're in Southern California. The Chargers are San Diego. They are not in L.A. yet. You cannot wear a Chargers shirt. So either his mom is that tapped out that she's like, I'll just get the California team and give him that. Or whoever was.
She slept with Wes Chandler. She needed maintenance. There was nobody except Wes.
Or we're like, we're just going to get
Or maybe
a
she like slept with Dan Fouts. She said, Dan Fouts. We always said this about Dan Fouts, not to jump around like crazy, but Dan Fouts had the most well-trimmed beard ever.
whatever.
He should have made and came out with his own like wall trimmer called
right.
Like if you used
Fouts,
if you used it as a verb, have you Fouts your beard, Brady?
No.
You
gotta Fouts. I gotta do
you gotta Fouts that
thing. It's a thing. I gotta Fouts this.
You gotta Fouts
it's getting out of control.
Your beard's out of control. You gotta Fouts that thing down.
I have the anti-Fouts. Oh my God, I've got the worst beard in the world.
And for the women, it's the Fouts down there. It's pleasurable.
Yeah.
The Fouts.
Yeah. There's an awful lot of Fouts down there for me. I prefer.
Are you, honey, are you Foutsing again? Yeah. It's our anniversary.
How about a whole lot less Fouts down here?
Yeah. Daniel, I'll be done Foutsing in a little bit. Where are you? I'm doing the Winslow. Do not do the Winslow. Do not do the Kelly
the Winslow. Philip Rivers down there. I want to clean that
you
up.
Get the Philip Rivers, you end up with 9 kids.
That's true.
We said if Philip Rivers could ever get more wins than he has kids, then that team's going to do really well.
Impossible.
You never want to have less wins than the amount of children that are on your payroll.
That's so true. Sklar Brothers are here. Stand Up Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. StandUpLive.com is where you go. And predictions on basketball. We got the Durant thing going on here. You guys have to love this.
I mean,
right?
That is the greatest, saddest thing ever that Durant like comes in on his first game and the layup line does it. It's like... You got to keep this guy under glass.
Yeah.
Like, just only allow him
to shouldn't have to do anything but just be in the
game.
Why
is he in a layup line?
Like, this is a very controversial thing, I'm going to say.
Yes.
It's just uncomfortably controversial. It's not like, you know, murder. Last night I was at the game.
Uh-huh.
And the halftime show was 20 people with Down syndrome breakdancing.
Oh.
Okay. Now, look.
Is this in conjunction with the Woody Harrelson movie?
I think it might have been. They had a similar. And all I could think was... There's an awful lot of body fluid possibilities on that court right now.
You got it.
So and Kevin Durant.
So you're putting a lot of weight on the people who are there
cleaning.
To sweep.
He's blaming the halftime pick.
There was a lot of
Durant,
something else.
So when is he coming back? Is he back?
Last night.
He's back.
It was his first game back, and they had this.
They came to get down. They came to get down.
Right.
They got out their seats and they jumped around.
And I'm, you know, me, so I'm watching the whole time going, all right, I'm trying not to.
You're like, guys,
this
come
is
on.
Great. Good for you. Now don't quit rolling around. I don't know how excited this is making
this
you.
This is the reason we didn't have the dog with the frisbee.
Exactly.
Okay? You don't want to. So, I mean, yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah. You got to be careful.
All you want is. And then Kevin changed his shoes at halftime, so somebody told him.
Yeah.
Kevin put the gummier shoes on.
He should be in crampons. You know, the things you use. Yeah. To climb Mount Everest. It's like, he should, everything should be
on the floor every game.
Just gripping shoes.
Look, you're safe. You're going to make the playoffs. We know that's going to happen.
Fourth seed right now. You got a home court advantage and you got
one round. You just need to get a little bit of space. That's it. But it's fun, man. The crowd is crazy.
By the way, the West is, everyone's like one game apart. Yeah. Like the Lakers are 3 games. I don't know. I
mean, it's for the first time in a long time, you don't have this like runaway favorite in the West. That's why.
Because nobody looks at Denver as anything.
Well, no, because they're like,
because everyone underestimates Nikola Jokic, who is to me like if your roofer played basketball.
Right. Hey, your drunk roofer.
Yeah. Exactly.
That nose is
whose brothers just kicked someone's ass at like a rec center. You're like, he's part of some Uzbekistanian mafia.
No, he's the guy. He's the guy when you go to a pickup game at like a rec center. He's got 3 knee braces. We're like, bro, you only have 2 knees. Why do you need 3 knee braces?
And then you're guarding him, and he's just draining weird shots, and you have good defense on him, and everyone on your team's like guard him.
Yeah.
Guard him. I'm like, I am.
I'm trying.
And the worst part is you put money on the game, and he's the one who comes up at the end with but we're not leaving until you pay.
And we only pay in euros.
Yeah. And like, you don't have euros.
You don't have euros.
And he calls his brothers in, and they just rough you up.
I mean, he is great because, like, there is zero muscle definition
in
that guy's arm. Like, none. Like, every female tennis player has better muscle definition than this guy. And he's the best player. He's the MVP. Like, it's remarkable and it's amazing.
He's incredible.
And he
looks like W.C. Fields as a young man.
Yes.
And he always looks like he's coming out of a cold or just did cocaine.
His nose is just
red. Irritated.
Look for that baby. Yeah.
Someone showed me a 12-year-old, sent us a 12-year-old picture of Nikola Jokic, and he looks like he's a kid at fat camp. You're like, this kid.
he's the best player ever.
He's gonna work it off, isn't he? We got to get him swimming. Get him in the lake, guys.
It's exciting. It's exciting for the Suns.
It's a fun year. Sports has just been great lately. It's just
so good.
So much.
You get to talk about the NFL, and everyone's got a great
quarterback. Like, there's so many great quarterbacks out there and so many people who have a chance to, like, so many teams have hope.
Well, not the Cardinals. You're making everybody
except
here feel really
everybody. Look, we grew up with the Cardinals. We're St. Louis guys.
Yeah.
We grew up with their...
But did you ever think Webster would be their quarterback? Because that's an amazing...
Well, it is nice. Alex Karras did play football, too.
He did. He raised his kid right.
He raised his kid right. Kyler Murray is more than 5'10", isn't he? No. Brady's talking.
They up the cleats.
On the warmest day in summer.
He's 5'10".
Yeah, he's 5'10".
He's 5'10".
It says he's 5'10".
That's what they say, yeah.
It says he's listed at 5'10". So yes. He's 5'9".
5'7".
So, I mean, he's still the quarterback of the team, right?
Yeah. He's injured, but, I mean, he'll probably bleed it into the next season.
The fact that you have to ask that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, that tells you everything you need to know about. He's still here, right?
The best part is they put 5'10 in and an 18.
Yeah, that's when you know you're not 5'10, when you add the eighth of an inch into your bio. 5'10
and an eighth.
I'm 50 and three quarters years
even
old.
Even in his Wikipedia picture, he looks disappointed.
Yeah.
He's like, why do I have to stand here and take my Wikipedia picture?
They're going
to
see how short he is.
Kyler, get over here. You got to take your Wikipedia picture.
Yeah, look at how that works.
He doesn't even come up to like the shoulder pad of the other.
No, and that's the sad thing is you get pictures of him with real people.
There's a point where he's walking. It's like, oh, is it bring your son to work day? No, it's just Kyler Murray is right there.
Setting my ways through the track of the day.
Sir and ma'am had to take him to photo day there.
I do think so. They're in great shape. The NBA is kind of in great shape because there are a lot of, you know, when
great players everywhere.
There's great players everywhere.
It's like the 90s again. Every team's got a superstar.
It's so fun. And Jay and I love the World Baseball Classic.
That was amazing.
So much fun. Yeah. What a great like tournament. It's like the World Cup in a great way. And for baseball, it just was really.
Do you guys watch sports together or separately and then compare notes later? Or how does that work?
Separately because we no longer have adjoining houses. We watch separately. When we're on the road, we're huge Michigan football fans. Sorry, right. Brady.
Yeah.
So we'll watch on Saturday before our shows here, the spring football game. Like, that's how into Michigan football we are. I can't wait to watch the spring game, to watch all the guys who will never play.
That is a boring.
It's so boring.
You
don't understand it. It's so crazy.
We get you to lunch or something.
Yes, desperately need something to do. Yeah.
Are you following? We were talking about this morning with O.J. Simpson and the Gwyneth Paltrow thing. I just listened to this.
He tweeted in the whole. I mean, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial is amazing. I do think it was nice that she gave all the jurors vagina scented candles.
Oh,
well, that felt like a little bit of an over. Does that feel like coercion? That actually might get her convicted. Look, you can't have a vagina scented candle and the name of your company be Goop. You just can't do it. That's a terrible combination of those two things. So I was reading some of the testimony from it, and like you hate the guy just as much as you hate her. It's like
nobody's likable in the whole
person. Why is this taking up like gumming up the courts here?
Yeah. Let alone the guy's skills that he'd have to have on skis the way she describes it. You're saying it's kind of.
He's a doctor. He's old, so he's probably retired.
65 at the time, maybe?
Scoots up behind her, puts the skis between her legs, open her legs a little bit. I'm like, this dude's why isn't he in the Olympics? That's one of the greatest moves I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know what type of doctor he is. I'm assuming he's an OBGYN.
He can stirrup you on the slopes. It's pretty impressive.
As they were colliding, he said, "You're crowning, ma'am."
He says, "Oops, my tip's in you."
He said, "Wow. You're 9 inches. Is dilated 9 inches, honey.
I need to lay down.
Let's deliver that.
Pack this in ice.
Terrible.
Sklar Brothers at Stand Up Live this weekend. Gentlemen, you're coming back tomorrow, yeah?
Come on.
Are you going to do the squares with us? We'll do the Guadalupe squares, which is us doing all nine characters. You done that with us?
No.
I think
we've only done Thursdays with you.
So each square is another celebrity we just do, and then we have people that play Hollywood squares with it.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, we'll do a free for all.
Any Philadelphia. I can do Daryl Hall. Did you ever see Live from Daryl's House?
Love
Live.
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
So that was the first time I realized Daryl Hall actually has a Philly accent. He's got like a so you know the Philly accent. You swallow
your L's.
Go down to the Wawa on Fifth and Locust and grab me a water ice.
Grab a water ice.
So like when CeeLo Green was on there, like it was just so weird because he's got this beautiful, you know, Daryl Hall's got this beautiful voice.
Yeah.
It's like a very silky sort of smooth voice. And then he's like, hey, CeeLo, why don't you go grab me a Coke Zero out of the fridge? Like, why are you drinking Coke Zero?
That was one of my favorite things you guys ever pointed out to me was that, and he'll hate it because he's Italian, but Rocky is not from Philadelphia.
No, Rocky's got this, like, Jersey. If he was from Jersey, he's like, I got to go beat a Apollo Creed.
Hey, yo, Adrian, get out of that coma.
Get out of that coma.
Help me fight Apollo.
Where's Paulie? I got to go hit some meat.
Paulie, where's my mic seal?
That's hilarious. Get out of that coma. Crush
get
me.
Out of that coma.
That's a true Philly guy.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Hey, Paulie, get her out of the coma.
Your sister's sleeping.
I don't want to take her to go ice skating. Let's take her to get some water ice.
Let's go get some water ice. I got to take her over.
No.
Phillies are terrible.
Yeah.
We should move out to Cherry Hill.
He's not from Queens.
We're from
Mount Laurel.
I swallowed so many L's. I took a lot of L's. I swallowed so many L's.
So many L's.
Yeah, we do that all the time with a guy from the Flex Seal guy.
Take a look at this house covered in water. Like, what are you doing?
There's so much water in the house. I just put some of the tape over the boat. Over the bottom.
Look at all
the
these
boat.
Sharks in the water. This guy is fearless, but he hates water. Like, there's sharks around. He just doesn't want to get wet.
No. I put Flex Seal in my bath, and the same water's in there for the last 20 years.
You can't drain my tub. Too much water. Too much seal.
He's so excited about his stupid seal, and I just die every time.
Got a leaky house?
My problem isn't to go to Home Depot, and the hole in my roof is the size of a basketball.
They're putting that on the Philly cheesesteaks now.
We seal all the juices in.
Oh, do you? Is that what you do?
Done the cheese
with. You take it with cheese, then seal it up.
Seal it up on the side.
You never lose any cheese.
Just take it home with you.
Oh, my God.
Seal it up so you can take it home and
eat
it later.
With the Eagles here for the Super Bowl, it's always like, dude, people just go home. Just leave. We were hoping for bad weather. It was perfect. We didn't want them to like it here.
We freeze snowballs in Tempe. Yeah. We brought snowballs. I brought a bunch of batteries to throw at the refs.
J.D. Drew.
I discovered something that no matter what they walk past, they always announce where they're from. Like, they've got that thing like people care, but I realized that the phrase, oh, you know, I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just essentially to all us normal people. It's like, hey, I'm a raging asshole.
Yeah.
So that'll explain what I'm about
Better
today.
Better hide your kids.
I'm a jerk off.
Yeah. Philadelphia cream cheese. I'm from Philly. It's
Philly.
Shut up about it.
No one cares. Yeah, no one cares. We knew you were coming. Yeah. Like, you don't need to.
Yeah. You're known for the broken bell.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The cheese. Mm-hmm. And giving Tom Hanks AIDS.
That's right. We gave it all. We broke Tom Hanks. We broke the bell.
Yeah, see, that would be fun to do Philadelphia with the accents.
Yeah. Oh, I got the AIDS.
Oh no. He's got the...
Need Send a him warrior. Home.
Oh, no. My immune system's down.
Seal it. You can seal it up.
I could die from a regular cold.
Regular cold.
Oh, sorry. That's terrible.
That's beautiful. Uh-huh. Sklar Brothers will be back tomorrow, so no final words from you today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stand Up Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
You guys have the best fans. We've done stand-up shows. The stand-up show we did with you in the round where the stage rotated was one of the best shows. Your fans, they come out and see us whenever we come to Phoenix, and we love it so much.
This hour of stand-up, you guys will absolutely love. It's our favorite hour that we've ever done.
Really?
And I just... We're
well,
so
go ahead. We got an hour.
Yeah, so, no.
Let's do it. Ready?
Do it.
No,
do
come
it
see us. Come see us. We got your April Fool's plans for you on Saturday night.
And you
night
can avoid transgender vengeance night with the Sklar Brothers.
There'll be no vengeance in our shows.
That's
just
right.
Laughs.
No fun. Revenge, no vengeance, no just vengeance. All hearts and kisses. Sklar Brothers at Stand Up Live this weekend. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. Holmberg's morning sickness.
We're rolling right through this. Brett's running back into the room in a very Johnny from Airplane way. That was impressive.
Leon's getting larger.
Don't ever do that again. Just you're scared the hell out of me. Jack Rubied your way into the room. I didn't
the
like
tower.
It.
The tower of Rapunzel.
Anyway, Brett's frightened the hell out of us. All right, so we've got our FanDuel thing going on. I'm still mad at DeAndre Ayton for this FanDuel nonsense. Three nights ago against the Jazz, I get $5,000 if the guy puts 15 points on the board. He scores 14, comes in, loafs the last 2 minutes, and sits out. Last night I had a nice parlay going. All I needed DeAndre to do was get 10 rebounds. He's 7 feet tall. Brady, how many rebounds did I have in last night's game? I was on the floor, not playing, but how many did I have last night?
Zero.
Zero. I lost to DeAndre Ayton by 3. I could have just gone in with the mindset of grab rebounds and maybe gotten within 1. I'm 50. You're 7 feet tall. Anyway, sorry. It's a whole...
You got to have goals.
you gotta want it. If you told me you can out-rebound the number one overall pick from 5 years ago in a game, and he's 23, 24 years old, he's in his prime, you're 50, and you get to out-rebound him, you want to take that chance and be like, all I got to do is get how many? Like 12? I'd still taken that. But all I needed was 3. He's the Walter Mondale of rebounds. Crazy. Barely got any electoral votes. All right. Sorry. A little upset about the whole thing. So we got to chase again. Nobody's done it. Has anyone come close? Last week I had a pretty decent run at my
chase. I had a couple of 3 out of 4.
My chase.
I've had one.
Goddamn Grenada screwed me last week.
The Italian screwed me. That's right. I had 3 out of 4 except for your stupid Italian soccer team couldn't tie England. It was 2-1.
Hey,
a tie, which I bet for. Would have gotten me 9 grand.
What are you going to do?
I like the chasing. $10 bets for extraordinary odds. Brady's had a couple of them that were 432,000 to 1.
Those are my favorites.
All 4 of those legs screwed me.
you had a rough one. Yeah, Brady had a rough one. Yeah, brutal. I had a couple of great bets last night. DeAndre Ayton's 15 points. I need him to score 15 points last night, too. Yeah, not even coming close. 12-3. You're 7 feet tall. Sorry. And my parlay last week was amazing. Or 2 weeks ago. That was the Italians. Last week I needed Alabama to beat San Diego State by 11 or 15.
It was a hillbilly.
They lost, so I got beat by them. Let's go to it. We'll go to our plus 5,000 minimum chase bets as we continue to lose every week and have a blast doing it with our $10 nonsense. Brady, what is your plus 5,000 bet? We'll keep it baseball focused if you can.
Oh,
yeah,
well. I got a little baseball in there. Mine's a plus 5,135. I've got Daniel Back winning in table tennis.
Okay. He's good.
I got Andrew McCutchen hitting a home run.
Kutch playing. Even though he's still in the league.
Yeah, I think he went back to the Pirates.
He is.
Oh, he did go back to Pittsburgh. That's right. I thought it was just a ceremonial walk around the bases, tip your cap, and retire. I didn't know he was actually going to pick up a bat. Brady, you might want to look into that one. I think he might have a shady situation going again.
My favorite team. I got the Celtics over the Bucks tonight. And in the March Madness, I'm taking Miami.
All right.
Over Connecticut.
You got a plus 5,100?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he picked Shady McCoy. Yeah. Shady McCoy retired.
Huh? He's my favorite Shady.
My best Shady.
Okay, you can't call him Shady anymore. Toledo, what's yours?
Mine's plus 5,690, and I must have missed the part where you said put some baseball in there because... Yeah. I'm taking both underdogs in the Final Four, Florida Atlantic and Miami, to win. And I've got in tonight's game against the Bucks and Celtics, I'm taking Marcus Smart to score 15-plus points and Jaylen Brown to record 8-plus rebounds. That is plus 5,690.
That's a pretty good bet.
So decent one there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I place that.
All right. I like his. I think that's very possible. Marcus Smart putting 15 up is pretty easy. All right. Brett, what are you looking at?
All right. I'm stoked tonight. White Sox are playing again.
Yeah.
At Houston, so I got Kyle Tucker recording 2 hits, Tim Anderson with 2 hits, Jeremy Pena with 2 hits, and the Sox in the money line.
Wow.
That's a plus 9,900.
That's a good
bet.
Wow. Well, you got a lot of 2 hits in there.
Pitchers usually have an advantage.
Anderson and...
You got two good choices. Tucker, those guys hit, and they've been playing World League ball.
Yep.
So the baseball classic thing puts them a little bit ahead of the game. The better part is, too, every team that celebrates their ring day, opening day, they... play real lethargic baseball.
Oh, good.
So I think that's a good bet right there, that betting against him. I've got that. I'm just going to stick close to, paying attention to tonight. The Diamondbacks are over there in Los Angeles, and they're playing the Dodgers tonight.
You're
as
not
they open
betting
the
on the D-backs, are you?
I'm not betting anybody to win it. Okay. I'm taking Freddie Freeman to get 2 hits for the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman will have 3-plus total bases.
Ooh.
Zach Gallen will record 6-plus strikeouts. Christian Walker hits a home run.
Wow, that's actually a decent bet.
Plus 50,
like
plus 5,402. Yeah, all I need is Freddie Freeman to hit a home run.
Yeah.
And then a single.
Right.
I got all my bases covered. If he gets a couple, this is a good bet. 5402.
Our chasing. Our chasing is not as unrealistic as we started with.
No, not at all. And I'm,
send me your screenshots, boys. We'll post this on our Facebook page, and you can follow along if you'd like.
And again, take a look at these. Tweak them, because try to pick the one that we'll miss in all of our, because we always almost get it and then one misses. Almost, it's got to be 70% of the time we're 3 for 4. And the one that misses is a killer. Now, I think Grenada losing 9-1 in soccer was probably why it was a 9,000.
If that would have hit.
Oh, if it had Grenada had that, that day in the sun, man. You never hear about Grenada unless it's bad. You never hear, like, Grenada never pops on the news going, well, they cured another disease in Grenada. It just never happens. The Grenada is always like, oh, no, Grenada's involved. What happened? Why is any
people? It's never a spring break location.
No, nope, something happened terrible. When you're named after grenades, probably. I don't know what came first, Grenada or the grenade, but either one.
Did we invade Grenada or was that the Brits?
We went after that. They went after the Falkland Islands.
Falklands, that's right. They went after the Falklands.
Yeah. The Falkland Islands were like, huh? Grenada was like, all right, they bowed up. Yeah. They were ready to fight back. And that's all we know Grenada
for. It was like an hour?
Yeah. And then our U.S. team beat them even faster than our military did.
Is that what Hartford Ridge was about? Was Grenada?
I think it was the terrors of Grenada. Those veterans came back and were never the same.
Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, they were never the same. You try to make a platoon with Grenada guys. You don't know. You weren't there those 2 days. How long did you serve? 74 hours, sir.
Ref is 74 stretch.
Can't imagine the shit you saw.
What was the Giants dude's name in that?
He'd be like Brady. He would shorten it to go, I did a 74 stretch.
I did a stretch 74.
Years?
Well, including the flight in.
Yeah,
74 hours. Yeah, otherwise it was about 60.
Including,
I got jet lag, and then they threw me into the, man. I had to kill a lot of Grenadians or Grenadians, Grenados, Grenolas.
No, I don't think that's how it, you didn't kill anybody. You didn't fire your weapon.
Yeah, I did. I killed a lot of Grenadians.
Grenadiacs.
Yeah, the Grenadiacs. Unite. Killed a lot of them. There were only 7. I took them down.
Got all of them.
Yeah, and then Brett goes and bets on their soccer team, and they got trounced. They were better at war than soccer.
Which isn't saying much.
No, they're not. It's not a country you want to. Well, should we call Grenada? No one said ever. All right, so there you go. If you want to get involved in this, FanDuel's all over it right now.
A lot going on today for opening day. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in free bets if it loses. One leg loses, and then also all customers, no sweat, same game parlay for opening day. All you have to do is place a 3-plus leg same game parlay. You can get up to $10 back in free bets.
Yeah, you get your bet back. It's great. There's also all sorts of great stuff. And refer a friend. You get $50, and we get $50. So just put us down as the referral.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll make a fortune.
Send us your $50.
Yeah, how come you guys haven't been doing that? Put Holmberg down as a referral. I haven't seen my account light up.
Let us know. I'll send you a referral code.
By the way, it's a success, the online gambling here in Phoenix. Since January, $600 million.
Yeah.
And they say, well, the Super Bowl had something to do with that. Oh, also, gambling.
Yeah.
We love it. It's a great thing.
Yeah, what's the argument there? 500 of it was on the Super Bowl.
Right. It doesn't matter. It's still $600 million in a month and a half.
They made a fortune of us four idiots.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was like if, had we not been in this city, it would have been like $300 million. We're idiots. There you go. Those are your FanDuel bets. Good luck. You're not following us.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. UPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's the crew right there kicking hearts all over the place. And it is, we were just talking about that. I was singing along with that as it was playing and talking to the boys and chowing down on sausages from Eric's Family Barbecue. They dropped off some barbecue. It was really good. 1989 is when that album came out. And I remember going to those shows. I don't know if you could time machine yourself back and say there's only one era of concert you can go to. It's got to be that. It's got to be the 80s glam rock time. It has to be. Like you brought Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. 1981, the Fair Warning Tour. Kidding me?
And, the 70s were great for the music, and it was good, and it was probably a pretty good party, but nothing topped what was going on when the 80s, just everything, selfish glam.
It became a real party.
Over the top. It was excessive nonsense.
The big US festival and all that stuff in California. I mean, man.
Excessive nonsense. And it just kind of stopped being that when, well, grunge kind of came along and made it all serious and meaningful.
Sad.
There was no meaning to it. I think that was it. I think it was irresponsible, frivolous stupidity. Kickstart My Heart's a perfect example. I didn't even like Motley Crue that much, but that show stands out when I think back. I'm like, man, was that fun.
The video part helped a lot, too, in the music industry.
Sure, absolutely. And because,
I mean, because it's like...
It propelled the craziness.
Yeah.
It propelled, like, this is what we are, and then they had to deliver it live, and they did. And you're right, like, those giant stacks behind them.
Yeah, just the Marshall amps, just
nuts.
Two stories tall.
Yeah, it was crazy. That's why I think now, like, people like country music live shows, because it's more of a fun party, but the music's just so terrible. What? Brady's gone. What?
If you'd ever see the, if you just drop the volume down and you're watching, you're like, that's a rock concert.
For country music?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot and then of you turn it up, I'm like, wow, that doesn't match up as a sound.
So if you see all the crossed eyes and people's heads stuck in tailpipes, as we discovered earlier. Yeah, I can tell the difference between a rock crowd and a country crowd because a rock crowd usually doesn't look like they're mentally challenged. Right?
But
they can.
They have some hot chicks at those country shows. And,
oh, yeah.
It's the dudes brought him there. They got a question.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
Come here, sis.
And then, you know.
Come on over here.
I would love to have that back in rock music. Yeah, U-Fest should be fun. We got a lot of bands that kind of play that energy crowd thing first. That's what I missed. Like, that was why Limp Bizkit was so good at our show a few years ago. It's just dumb energy.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little bit, you know, more angry, I guess.
Yeah, but
Bizkit anger. How bad is that?
Power Man 5000's always that way.
Yeah.
Danko Jones, just dumb fun.
Danko's dumb fun. Yep. I miss the dumb fun. I want some dumb fun back. We'll do it. We'll do it May 6th. We'll make it dumb fun. I promise. And Brett's trying to get, for no reason at all, O.J. Simpson to see what, like, you've been checking in this morning to see what his fees are for a public appearance.
Yeah. Can you imagine him bringing on Godsmack?
Oh.
Come on. Right there.
Now the show's going to suck if he doesn't now.
I know.
Hey, everybody, surprise, surprise. OJ snuck up on the stage. Well, anyway, I don't know what it is, but here's a Godsmack.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. We could have him bring up all the bands. OJ Fest. That would be great. Yeah, I'm trying to see if there'd be anybody. I Prevail would be good because, I mean, he did.
That's right.
Anyway, what are you going to do? It's time for the entertainment drill. First off, and before we even get into that, thanks to Eric's Family Barbecue dropping off some delightful food. You can watch sales lady Jill and I, Lady and the Tramping, a sausage right there in the middle. That's such a big sausage. She was far enough away that, but I'm definitely going to blackmail her with that photo for years to come. We're sharing a sausage, and it is grotesque and pornographic in its own right. Perfect for your workplace. So thanks to Eric's Family Barbecue. The food was phenomenal. Got a real quick hit on that. So thank you guys for dropping that off. It's time for the entertainment drill. That's brought to you by ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. And I have to just go off what we normally talk about and say thanks to Jay Ackerman, the king, the leader, the main man down there at the House of Brews, because he was my call yesterday when my car decided to start driving itself down the 51. And I called him. I said, hey, I'm on my way to see you, and it's not looking good. And the first thing Jay said was, where are you? I'll come get you. I'm like, I don't need that yet. He's just one of those guys. He's one of those people that is just tried and true, an awesome person. So thank you, Jay, for being on call for my silliness yesterday. He was going to drop everything just to come get me in case my car decided to Christine itself right off of the Fiesta Squaw Peak. So
it was trying.
It was giving it its all to do whatever it wanted. It turned into a Tesla. Just drove itself for a while yesterday. But thanks to Jay. And that's the type of people that are you're dealing with up there. Just quality human beings that are in your corner once you're in theirs. And it's, you know, we need more people like that around. We need a better group of people that are willing to help out other people when it matters. And that's what the whole thing about Tactical Black is. It's taking care of the people you care about and the people you love by making sure that if anything goes crazy sideways, you never know. You got to defend yourself against sometimes when your car decides to do what it wants. Just always having a mental preparation and a, you know, kind of a checklist of what do I do if and dot, dot, dot. I knew I could count on them. He's just one of those people that's just someone you can count on. So thank you, Jay, for being that guy yesterday. And he can be that guy for you, too. If you guys want to get out there, ReactDefense.com. They take care of you. Good people making you a better person. And that is not hyperbole. That's a fact. So hop on over there, ReactDefense.com. Phoenix, Glendale, and in Chandler. They're the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Alec Baldwin caught some heat because he decided to repost a message from Peter Frampton from years ago about a school shooting.
Oh, God, no.
About gun control. And most of the feedback was, you should probably sit this one out, dude.
He's got the OJ complex. He doesn't know when to shut up.
I think gun use in the wrong hands is incredibly irresponsible. It needs to be changed.
Alec, not you.
I have a gun. I will tell you what I want to do with guns, or you will die.
Ron Howard remembers seeing his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, do a college play in the nude. He says it was a complete assault of a father's psyche.
Can't see it. Can't unsee it.
He said the funniest thing was his dad was there, too. So Grandpa was there watching. He's like, I think this is great. This is what college is all about.
Naked people standing in public.
I don't know if you saw the rundown of Jeremy Renner.
Brady, can I interrupt and ask if they were doing a play called Rust? Did everyone make it?
Yes.
Thank God.
Jeremy Renner sat down for an interview with Diane Sawyer. That'll air next week. He's recovering from being run over by that snow cat, 14,000-pound snow cat or snow plow. he had a broken face, eye socket, 8 ribs broken in 14 places, a broken right knee, left tibia, both ankles, collarbone,
broken
jaw,
face,
right shoulder, also suffered a collapsed lung, and his liver was pierced by a rib bone.
And he still had 3 less rebounds than DeAndre Ayton last night.
Boy, you're pissed.
Now, I'm not happy with him.
Nicholas Braun plays Greg in the HBO Succession.
So great.
He's a hilarious character. He said he ran into Quentin Tarantino one time on an airplane. He was telling the story. He just finished up doing a Disney movie called Minutemen, and he happened to have an issue of Tiger Beat. And he's like, that's Quentin Tarantino. I would love to do a film. So the back of the magazine had an ad for the Disney movie. So he tore the ad off and went over to Quentin in first class and said, I think you're the greatest, man. I just did this movie. That's me right there. And I want to do one of your movies. And I think you're the best. And that's all I got. And he looked at me and he said, it was looked at the torn piece of paper and said, well, I hope so too, kid.
Yeah. And then just stewardess security.
Nicolas Cage, he called a variety of influences to play Dracula in the Renfield movie that's coming up.
He's playing Dracula. For those of you who didn't understand that sentence, he's playing Dracula in Renfield.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And he's called on a variety of influences. I speak Brady's.
Oh, stewardess, I speak Brady.
He uses a blend from his father to Anne Bancroft's character in Mrs. Robinson. Mm. And he says his dad, August Coppola, always spoke with distinction, very elegant, and always walked into the room as he's the smartest guy in the room.
That's right, Brady. I'm going to call on these people as influences to the character. It will sound a little something like this. I'm Dracula! Yeah, baby girl.
Powerful.
So it's my range that we're really talking about.
Keanu Reeves gave the John Wick 4 stunt team. They each got a Rolex. And the rest of the members got a T-shirt, special made T-shirt made for them
That's nice.
It marked off every time they died during the film. Some of them had 20 marks on the shirt.
Nice. So they all got Rolexes and a T-shirt, or some people got Rolexes, some people got a T-shirt.
Only the stunt crew got the Rolexes.
Right.
The rest of the outside crew got the T-shirts.
Okay, so if John Wick killed you and you weren't, like, doing a stunt, you just got shot and fell down, you get a T-shirt.
His shirt.
Right.
That's you'll a get rip. A book. And
that's not good. Give me $100 or something. Don't give me a T-shirt. Rolexes.
Owen Wilson had a lifetime Rolling Stones concert pass for 24 hours. Got revoked by Mick Jagger's security team when he accidentally ended up on stage during a concert in Argentina.
Oops.
He said, I went in one area and I was just in a white T-shirt and jeans. You're only allowed to in areas of the Rolling Stones if you have the pass, but you have to be dressed in the same color. So all the people who were there were wearing dark shirts.
Oh, so you have to be a member of the crew, basically.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be distracting to Mick, because if he's on stage and all these people are all in the same colored shirt and you got one person in a white T-shirt.
You stand out.
Throws Mick's game off.
Yeah, he can't.
Some German gentleman tried to do that years ago, make sure they're all wearing being the same.
He's making a good point right there, saying that Mick is the same as Hitler.
I can't do the show anymore. This guy standing over there in white shirts drive me mad, isn't it?
Ruined his game right in the middle of Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Hey, Mick, won't you just don't look that direction, mate, huh? Look at the cans in the front row, Mick.
Can't do it, Keith. This white-shirted lady's driving me mad.
Wow, I'm not a lady.
Oh, it's Owen Wilson. Get him a black shirt.
This is pretty funny. A Christian online store was selling a Lamb of God mug.
All right.
Didn't know. Like,
well, they had it first, to be fair. Yeah, Lamb of God's Christians first, and then the band
showed. But
it's
pretty obvious if you see the logo and everything on their
back. Again,
they wrote it the same way they found it. Bible got's that one. That's theirs. Christians, you can have Lamb of God. It's changed.
Just a bit.
It's like Bills fans wearing OJ jerseys. We get it. We know what came first, but, you know, things are a little different now with Lamb of God. I giggle every week. I watch that Sunday pastor doing the Catholic Mass.
Yeah.
And he does that, God, yeah, oh, oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. And I just giggle like he doesn't know.
You're waiting for Randy to jump in.
Take away the sins of the world.
They have given so much to all people. Lamb of God, rape the kids.
And you shake hands with everybody.
Yeah, is that when it happens? I don't remember.
Yeah,
remember him.
Most of the time.
He says Lamb of God a couple of times, and I just start giggling. And then just a parade of what looks to be sick people getting fed saltines. It's hilarious. Funny every Sunday. It's 10:03. That's it for us. We're all done. Larry's not here today. Shanman's filling in today. So Shanman's going to take care of you next. And he's got some U-Fest tickets. He's got a whole bunch of stuff for you. Listen to Shanman. Find out how you can walk away with all sorts of fun stuff. Shannon is next. We're done. We will see you guys tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.